open this meeting. We got the go-ahead from the camera people up there. We'll start with a call to order. I'm calling that to order, and we'll start with a roll call number two. Madam Secretary?
Patty Heft here.
David Jordan here.
Greg Mattson here.
Gina here.
Brandon Stevens here.
Councilman Nunez.
Melinda Danforth.
Okay. Next on the agenda is the opening, and I'm going to do that. And I'm going to start off by recognizing the Creator of us all, and thanking the Creator for all that is provided to our Mother Earth, our Ohanjag, and to our people, and all people of the world. I'm doing the opening. If you can't hear it, I'll speak up louder, but you're interrupting our communications with the great one. So as I was saying, recognizing our Creator, the Creator of us all, and for all that is provided by our Creator, and humbly ask that the Creator watch over the people of this earth, including those people in the Middle East are running for their lives because other people want to tell them how to pray. So I humbly ask the people, our Creator, to watch over those people who only want to live and their families to live and their children to live. And humbly ask that our Creator also watch over the Indian peoples and all peoples of the earth, all colors of the earth. Yanko. Approval of the agenda.
Mr. Chairman, here are the changes or revisions. We'll start the meeting with two special events. One is a recognition, or one is the drawing for the Green Bay Packer tickets for the November 16th home game. This is the second of two drawings that we'll hold this year to give tickets to tribal members. We'll have 15 sets of two tickets. Then we'll be followed by a recognition for Becky Webster, one of the attorneys in the law office, who just earned her PhD. For additions to the agenda, in open session, we'll add a limited waiver of sovereign immunity request for Planet Bingo contract. Second, we'll ratify an e-poll approving a limited waiver of sovereign immunity for the Mosaic Art Agreement. We'll add a request to cancel the August 27 regular business committee meeting to allow the new business committee transition time. Their first BC meeting will then be September 10. We will delete in executive session the legislative affairs report. In executive session, add HR rules regarding layoff of elected officials. And for the appointments, if the business committee approves the appointment of Loretta Matoxin to ONVAC, there is a request that we administer the oath right away. And finally, Carol Elmas asked that we take up the library report first.
Okay, could we have a motion to approve the agenda with the recommended changes by the Secretary?
So moved.
Motion made by David Jordan to approve the agenda with the corrections or recommendations.
Support.
Supported by Greg Mattson. Discussion? All those in favor? Okay, go ahead. Okay, go ahead.
Sworn in, because there were several items on that agenda from the last meeting that I don't see.
Could you mention them? Because I don't recall. Which ones are you talking about?
I've got the appointments, and it says quarterly reports and all that other stuff, and I don't see that on this one. Is that still stuff still being brought forward, or has it already been taken care of?
I'm having a hard time. I don't know. I really can't tell you. I'd have to look into it, and I did not come into this meeting looking into the minutes of the issues you're talking about right now. So,
okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, where were we, Patty? Oh, we're going to vote on
the agenda.
Accepting the agenda. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstained? Motion carries. Mike, if I overlook you, because I look out there a lot, just feel free to speak up, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oath of office? Oh, no, we're going to do
the Packer drawing.
Okay, go ahead, Patty.
Okay, we'll need somebody from the audience to pick a number from 1 to 10. Who do you want to do that, David?
Brad, but leaving out number 9 because we picked that last time.
Oh. Yeah. We're going to do a random drawing right now. All tribal members 18 and older are automatically in this drawing. It's one of two. It's the second of two drawings that we're going to hold this year to give away Packer tickets. This is a drawing to give away 15 sets of two tickets to tribal members for the November 16th home game. No, you have to pick a number from 1 to 10, and then we'll do a drawing.
But leave out 9, because 9 was picked last time.
Okay, the number is 5. Are those the winners? Okay, so here are the winners. It happens really quickly. We have the first list of 15 are the winners, and then we picked an additional 30 names for alternates so that we can call on if winners decline or aren't available. The winners are Carmen Marie Hill, Judith Ann Skenador, Robert Rosales, R-O-S-A-L-E-S, Nancy Ann Otto, Randy Earl Hill, Cody Chester Wilson, Alexandria Joe Bursiak, Timothy Elvin Ninham, April Marie Bakos, B-A-K-O-S, Teresa Tekowia, Thorstenson, Linda Carol Randall, Christopher Allen Jordan, J-O-U-R-D-A-N, David Sean Morrison, Amber Ray Stoneburner, and Stephen James Mitteg. So we will contact those winners. And we'll post the names on Facebook today. Thank you.
Greg, the next thing we do is a recognition for Becky Webster.
We're going to move into the recognition for our attorney, Becky Webster.
Good morning. I just wanted to recognize Becky Webster. She received her Doctor of Philosophy from Walden University this past month. Her dissertation was accepted and is published. I wanted to give her an opportunity to give you a brief summary of her dissertation results regarding local government relations and community planning, and to have a copy of the dissertation delivered to the business committee for your future reference.
So the title of my dissertation is Common Boundaries, Moving Toward Coordinated and Sustainable Planning on the Oneida Reservation. The reason I chose this topic is that we've had, here on the Oneida Reservation, we share this space of the tribe with 7 local governments. We also have a checkerboarded ownership pattern throughout the reservation of non-contiguous ownership between tribal land, non-tribal land, tribal member land, and it makes for a very interesting mix when we're trying to plan for the same shared space. The tribe and local governments may have a different idea on how to shape this space, and that can lead to some problems. Throughout the literature out there that talks about planning, there isn't a whole lot of planning that's dedicated to look at what happens on Indian reservations. So there's a big gap in the literature. That's what I wanted to look at, and then that's where I wanted to take my study to. I looked at 8 comprehensive plans, 41 intergovernmental agreements, 15 land use litigation decisions, 7 zoning laws, a variety of land ownership history on the reservation all the way to the Indian Reorganization Act, 228 subdivision maps, and I also conducted 9 interviews of tribal and local government officials, planners, and government relations staff. So looking at all of that information, there's a basic summary that I came to is the lessons that we learned from what's happening here on the reservation, what's going on. Well, there's a theory out there called critical planning theory, and what that says is in order to really move planning practices forward in a positive manner, you need to understand the social and historical roots of planning within a given community. So this dissertation really took on that first step of critical planning theory to really gain that understanding and find out what's been happening here on the reservation. So the key findings of the study revealed several themes that could prove useful for increasing cooperative land use planning in the future. And there's 5 main themes. And the first one is that approaching planning with a regional philosophy in mind, considering ideas such as sharing services and revenue and working on public projects together. The second one is strengthening interpersonal relationships. That's like between staff to staff, elected official to elected official. That turns out to be very important to having cooperative intergovernmental relationships. The third is finding ways to fairly compensate each other for government services. The fourth is continuing to acknowledge each government's ability to govern within this shared space. And then the last one is refraining from asserting authority over a neighboring government. So if we can find a way to work through those 5 main themes that we found, we're probably going to have better intergovernmental relationships.
It's up to you if you want to.
And that's the findings. And I do have a hard copy. There will be a copy available through Google searches, through anywhere else. You'll be able to find it on the internet. It takes about 6 to 8 weeks.
That's what I think is funny. But if you look here, this is from.
Excuse me, Mike.
Right here, July 23rd, right?
Mike.
And you stick it right in here.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, we're.
It will be available on Google Scholar searches and on Google Scholar, and it will be free, and everybody will be able to have access to it. I did retain the copyright rights to it. I did want to try to make it widely available to anybody who is so interested in this study.
Very nice. Hope you're able to share that after the transition of the new BC. I think they could gain a lot from that. So we'd like to recognize your accomplishments and congratulate you and handshake you and move along. We got another recognition. Oath of office.
Next on the agenda is a oath of office for SEATS. Jenna Skinador will be on the board.
Good morning. I, Jenna Skinador, hereby promise to uphold the laws and regulations of the United Tribe of Indians of Wisconsin, the General Tribal Council, and the Tribal Constitution. I will perform my duties to the best of my abilities and on behalf of the United people with honor, respect, and dignity, and sincerity. And will maintain confidential information. and will maintain confidential information with the strictest confidentiality. I will carry out the duties and responsibilities as a member of the Oneida Southeastern Oneida Tribal Services Advisory Board. And all recommendations shall be made in the best interest of the Oneida Tribe as a whole. Thank you so much.
Okay, the library board?
Yes.
Report?
Carol Elm.
Carol Elm? Carol?
Mr. Chairman, can I take a minute I want to take a minute while Carol comes up to acknowledge Chairman Delgado for his 3 years of service as a chairman of our nation. He also served for many terms as a council member for the Oneida Business Committee. And on behalf of the Oneida Business Committee, I want to thank you, and I have a small gift for you. And I know tomorrow's our last day together, but I think it's fitting that we give you a minute of appreciation. So thank you very much, Chairman Delgado.
Thank you.
Saddle.
Saddle. See, you break my neck first day off.
Thank you for your service.
Okay. Thank you. Greg, make sure I don't forget this.
All right.
Sorry, Carol.
Okay.
David. And Greg.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you much again. It's been a real blast.
Groovy.
Minutes to be approved. July 23rd, 2014, regular meeting minutes.
Mr. Chairman, move to approve.
Motion made by Paul Ninham to approve, seconded by Vince Della Rosa. Discussion. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain. Motion carries. I forgot about you, Carol, already. I was just emotionally drained. Carol, library board report.
Well, you got it.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions?
Any questions?
Mr. Chair.
Uh-huh.
Motion approved.
Second.
Motion by Vince Della Rosa to approve the library board report. Seconded by Paul Ninham. Discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. We did the minutes. We did the library board report, resolutions, vocational rehabilitation services for American Indians with disabilities 2014 to 2019. Joni Buckley.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to make a motion to adopt the resolution as presented.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Melinda Danforth to adopt the resolution, supported by Vince Della Rosa. Discussion?
I just wanted to make sure that the matching dollars were budgeted for.
Slightly off because we're asking for more than what we had put in the budget, so it's about a $2,500 difference.
So the grant amount is $425,000 still, or no, according to the resolution?
That's what
yes.
we're asking for.
And the match is approximately $47,200?
Okay. Yes, and we budgeted $44,000. Four or seven or something.
Okay.
We're about $2,500 short
right.
of what we had in FY15's budget.
Okay, any further questions? Ready to vote? All those in favor of adopting the resolution, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. One abstention, Vince Della Rosa. Next on the agenda, USDA Oneida Food Summit, Joni Buckley, and Cheryl Stevens. Go ahead, Joni.
We're just requesting, we're going after another grant with the USDA Office of Outreach that was similar to the Ag Summit. And they've cut back on their funding, so it'll probably be around $200,000. There's no cash match.
Mr. Chairman, move to adopt the U.S. or the resolution, United States Department of Agriculture Office of Advocacy and Outreach.
Okay, motion made to adopt the resolution made by Paul Ninham, seconded by Greg Mattson. Discussion?
I've got a quick question on this.
Okay.
Can you tell me what specifically is that $200,000 grant for? What area does this impact? Does it impact farms? I mean, I look at this and I say the USDA Oneida Food Summit, it's kind of broad. What area in particular of the tribe is that $200,000 grant going to?
The grant itself is for socially disadvantaged farmers, ranchers, and veterans working in the ranch industry. It is for us to work more in a capacity building, technical assistance. This last year, we invited up to 350 people to Green Bay and had a conference, and so it brought a lot of revenue to the Radisson. The grant itself is for outreach. It's not for us just to use internally, so we're trying to maximize it by bringing them here so that our enterprises can at least take advantage of it.
Does that grant encompass any new job positions within the tribe or no?
No, it does not.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, call for a question.
Okay, could I call on Melinda? She had her
I
hand up.
Same question. Mike, yeah.
Okay, are you ready to vote? All those in favor of adopting the resolution, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Reports, Internal Services Division, Joni Buckley.
Okay. Good morning, Joni Buckley, Internal Services. You have my report before you, and I'll just briefly highlight some areas. We're focused on continuing with outreach and efficiencies, and we're always trying to look at growth strategies. MIS has successfully completed and implemented another phase of their wireless environment with two new buildings, Little Bear and Land Management. So I was delighted yesterday when I was at Little Bear, and it was a nice wireless environment. Legal Resources is going to be transitioning physically over to Shenandoah. We are focused on what the core need was, which is employee advocacy. And so we will start that move and be there at the end of the month. Jahinqua is working with external advisors, the University of Illinois, and Integrated Pest Management to really look at the white corn production and try and increase the yields. So they've been on site and they've brought agronomists, and we're really looking at the soil and all aspects of the white corn to see how to increase yields. OSEFS is in full swing with the farmers market. We have about 45 to 50 vendors, so I think it's very good. We're also going to have a training dinner session for them on August the 19th in the evening at Thornberry, so everybody's welcome to it. They have really supported us, the vendors there. The grants department is still working quite hard at securing new funds. The AOA is a good example of that, and they're working with other departments for it. They're also working on that Youth Lead 7871 and continuing to move that forward. Tourism is still looking at events. They worked a lot with the NATAL conference here with Ernie Stevens, and so that was nice. And they're working with Pure Michigan on a lake itinerary. So we have reached out to the Grand Traverse and Little Traverse bands to see if they want to be included on the other side of that tour. We've also reached out to the BIA in D.C., to Ed Hall, to see if he can give us some assistance if we include the tribes on it. So tourism is working hard on the bus tours, and you continue to see them with other events around here. The Golly Wee Sox is focused on community engagement, and they're going to roll out the photo contest again. And the print shop is working with some efficiencies on mailers. We're focused right now on trying to get down the cost of the mailing, so we're looking at all aspects of the mailings there. As far as the Ag Summit, we're closing out the grant by the end of this month, so you're going to see some visitors from other tribes coming here. Again, the grant is for outreach. There are other tribes that are asking to come see our setup, so we're bringing them in. Today we have the absentee Shawnee tribe from Oklahoma in, and so you may see them about. Let's see. We need to continue to engage USDA. I think the Ag Summit was very good for us, and that it brought Kristen Harden. It just brought the administrator, Ann Alonso, from the marketing USDA group. So we should continue to parlay that to engage more with USDA and look at some of the initiatives that we're doing here. We just started yesterday with the planning of University of Wisconsin, the urban planning, to look at the agricultural lands and to look at the entrepreneur food center. So the kickoff meeting was over there with our development division, and they're going to be engaging with them quite well. So as you can see, we're working well with other divisions, we're collaborating, and we're trying to really look at outcomes. The value-added grant is another one that we have for the white corn, and they are working at really the outreach to get the market pricing outside of the reservation. That was an $80,000 grant that we went after. And there are other areas detailed in the report, and so I will be brief, knowing that we have a long agenda, and I'll close unless there are other questions.
Joni, what tribe did you say is here from Oklahoma?
Absentee Shawnee out of Oklahoma is here. Next week, the Little Traverse Band, we presented to council last week to them, and they wanted to come, so they're coming next week. And then there's one member of the White Mountain Apache that will come on the 18th or 19th. We're still working on the airfare for them. But all of that, all of their travel here is paid by that grant.
Thank you. Any questions?
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve the report. Greg Matson.
Support.
Supported by David Jordan. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Motion carries. Next is a report from, thank you, Joni, from Chris Johns, self-governance.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is all old news because this quarterly report was for April through June, so it's all actually ancient history. But very briefly, the first item on there regarding contract support cost claims, I will defer to the law office. I have been told that this is now a legal matter, and so if you have questions, you'll have to address them to the law office. The IHS and BIA negotiations are ongoing, and I should be bringing the agreement for next fiscal year to the next business committee on September 10th. The Office of the Special Trustee conducted an audit here on site, and it went very well. We have not received their draft of the audit quite yet, but it in the exit interview, the auditor said there were no problems, nothing major. In regard to that, I want to publicly thank Pat Pelkey and his staff over at Land Management. They were probably about 90% of the audit, what the auditors looked at, and the auditors told me that their staff was very cooperative, very friendly, made them feel, you know, like they were home, went and ran for everything that they wanted, or if they didn't have it, right there in front of them. And so I'd like to thank them for that effort. And finally, I included a list of upcoming events as requested by Council Member Danforth. And some of those have occurred already, but you can see the ones that are upcoming.
Any questions, any motions, business committee?
Move to accept the report, Mr. Chair.
Paul Ninham, motion to accept the report, seconded by Vince Della Rosa. Questions? Ready to vote? All those in favor?
Now, I've got a quick question.
Okay, go ahead.
Can you tell me, what is that? I'm sorry?
Go ahead. Go ahead, Mike.
My question is what is the litigation in reference to?
The tribe is seeking recovery of unpaid contract support cost. We submitted a request for a mediated settlement. The settlement offer was submitted. The process in order to actually have that settlement offer finalized is we have to file an appeal. The appeal is being drafted.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we'll vote on accepting the self-governance report. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Chris, you had one more thing to say? Oh.
Thank you.
The Ombudsman Report. Diane McLester Heim.
Good morning. Much like Chris, this is the quarterly report that ran through June, so we're a little bit kind of into the next area. The report was provided. I'm not sure if you guys have any questions of me. One of the biggest things really out of the report is just some of those changes that are occurring with the action that was taken back in June with the position of the ombuds basically going the original wording was national ombuds. Through some work, we have retitled that to tribal so that there's not a confusion as to what level the ombuds is working at. Under that, providing the same services across the entire organization and with the tribal community. So those are really the biggest changes, which will be changing some of the structure of the reporting out of my office. So I'm not sure, again, if you have any questions of the report that was submitted.
How come all your letters keep running together in a report?
I have no idea why that's occurring because they are sent up in a Word document.
Uh-huh.
And I have printed out in front of me the same thing that's sent up, so I'm not sure what's happening in that transition. I've been noticing that myself. Again, it's saved in a Word document and sent up, so I don't know what's happening as to why those letters on what you're seeing or what's being printed.
Motion by Craig Mattson to approve accepting the report. Do we have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Paul Ninham. Any further discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Thank you, Diane. Emergency management, Caitlin Gresham.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm in the same situation as everybody else's report is through June. I'm not sure if you have any questions. Emergency management, there's a copy of the letter that came from the state as far as one grant that we have. It kind of lets you know the progress of everything they've recommended so far to the progress of what we've done throughout the year, that full payment will be made for that grant. We just submitted at the end of June, the pre-disaster mitigation plan that the tribe has is good for 5 years. It expires in 2015. And as part of the requirement, we have to revisit that plan, look at it, get all the people back together that drafted the plan and have it resubmitted to FEMA. It gets reapproved, and then it's good for another 10 years. We just put in another 5 years. We just put that, applied for that grant, and we're waiting to hear back. And as far as on this report, one of the biggest things that emergency management had a part in was the youth empowerment camp that we did during the month of June. So I'm not sure if you guys have any questions or anything about the report.
Motion to accept the report.
Motion by David Jordan to accept the report.
Support.
Supported by Tina Danforth. Any further discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Caitlin. Governmental Services Division, there's a request from Don White for a deferral.
Motion to accept.
Motion to accept the request for a deferral, Greg Mattson.
Support.
Supported by David Jordan. Discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstained? Motion carries. Next on the agenda, Human Resources Department, Geraldine Danforth.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'll just go through some of the highlights. This report is for January through June. The 71% of the hires were filled by Oneida Tribal members. I believe our new number is we are at 58% of the employees are now Oneida Tribal enrolled members. We have had a lot of job postings in this last 6 months. If you look on page 10, you're going to see the reasons why the employees are leaving. We do have a large number of employees that are quitting. What we recently started was to do electronic separation, our evaluations from the employees to tell, exit interviews, I'm sorry, to get the information from the employees as to why they're leaving. And one last thing I did not put in the report was the age report. We currently have 25% of our employees are at age 41 to 50. 25% of our employees are at age 51 to 60, and 11% are over 60. And that's why we start doing retirement seminars to give the employees the information they need to slide into that retirement phase or plan for their retirement. We had about 100 employees attend the retirement seminar last week. We received a lot of good feedback that we're providing good information for the employees to start making that decision. So if there are any other questions.
Have you seen a decline at all in the non-tribal members applying?
No.
No?
No.
So it's still staying quite competitive out there in the open?
Yeah. It's more for the professional-type positions, like in the health center area, and also in the gaming frontline positions.
Just to let you know, 9 years ago, if I remember correctly, the Oneida versus non-Oneida employment base was about 50%. It might have been even 49 for Oneidas.
Yeah, it was what was around the area, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So in 9 years, we've gone from there to 58% Oneidas, which is probably almost 300 jobs, 300 positions.
Yeah. I mean, because there's been a decline also in the total number of employees. I mean, there's... You know, factors into that we have a lot of tribal members going to school and getting their degrees, so a lot of that plays into that change as well. Of course, the change with the hiring and how we post the jobs for Oneidas first.
Do you have any data on the number of Oneidas who are opting to take out and start providing a 401k or some kind of retirement?
Let me see. Right now, we have 1,613 employees that are participating in the 401k.
Okay, that's a good number.
Okay.
Mr. Thank Chairman, you. Make a motion to accept the report.
Okay, motion by David Jordan to accept the report.
Support.
Supported by Melinda Danforth. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Geraldine. Okay, boards, committees, and commissions, appointments for the Oneida Library Board.
Done.
Done. No, it's the appointment.
Oh, we did that one.
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Make a motion to accept the chairman's recommendation to appoint Heather Denny to the Library Board.
Support.
Motion by Melinda Danforth, supported by David Jordan. Discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Oneida Personnel Commission, I am recommending Shannon Hill.
Make make a motion to accept the recommendation of the chair to appoint Shannon Hill to the Personnel Commission.
Support.
A motion by Melinda Danforth, supported by
David Kenan. Jordan.
David Jordan. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Oneida Nation Veterans Affairs Committee, I'm recommending Loretta Matoxin.
Motion that, Mr. Chairman.
Motion to, motion to accept the appointment by Melinda Danforth, seconded by Paul Ninham.
And then we're going to... Oh. She can administer her oath.
Okay. Let's vote first.
Yeah.
All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. We are going to administer the oath for Loretta. She's here and ready.
I, Loretta V. Matoxin,
hereby promise
to uphold the laws and regulations of the Oneida Tribe of Indians of Wisconsin,
the General Tribal Council,
and the Tribal Constitution.
I will perform my duties
to the best of my ability,
and on behalf of the Oneida people,
with honor, respect, dignity,
and sincerity,
and will maintain confidential information with the strictest confidentiality. I will carry out the duties and responsibilities as a member of the Oneida Nation Veterans Affairs Committee, and all recommendations shall be made in the best interest of the Oneida Tribe as a whole. Thank you. And I would like to thank the current business committee for their service as well.
Thank you, Loretta. Next on the agenda, quarterly report, starting with the Oneida Land Claims Commission, Amelia Cornelius, chairwoman. Motion to
support.
Defer. Melinda Danforth, supported by Vince De La Rosa. Discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
I've got a question. I've got a question on this.
Go ahead.
That's the Land Claims Commission?
Yes.
Can you tell me anything about what's going on over there with respect to the $100 million? Is that still being looked into?
$100 million. Could you explain a little bit more?
I know that was being run through audit, and there were some quite a few irregularities, and I'm just wondering if anybody can answer as to what's going on with that.
Management.
I think you're talking about a different department. Land management. It's not land claims. Even though we have spent a lot of money on land claims, it's an issue that is important to Oneidas, and we don't plan on giving up. But no, I'm not aware of a $100 million issue by audit regarding land claims.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
That's the land management then. Okay.
Chaz.
Yes. Good morning. Thank you, Mike, for breaching a pretty big subject. I think the issue of the Land Claims Commission is one that, again, as Mike alluded to, is an issue of cost. And I think it's beyond money, but again, that's another subject for probably General Tribal Council. So I think there's three entities involved with this that we need to get on board, and particularly with a new administration, there's a different opportunity. Three elected bodies, GTC, as elected, the Business Committee, Land Claims Commission, and the Land Commission, as Mike mentioned, are all a part of the managing of the properties in New York. And as you all know, and I think as all of you know, we have $1.5 million invested in 300 acres approximately in New York State, and we really have a debated agenda, or some would say we have no agenda. So I just want to announce to you and have it recorded here that I will be submitting a petition on that subject to the new business committee once you get seated or after transition or at some point in time to try and address this. And unfortunately, through possibly another cost of $250,000 by having a GTC, those are my numbers, it's unconfirmed. But I think, you know, there's another way to do that, and hopefully it'll be in the process of negotiating with the secretary-elect and the business committee-elect to address the issue other than having to go to a general tribal council. However, this has been brought to the chairman of this business committee several times in the constitutional authority to have that meeting to avoid a general tribal council. That has not been successful. Consequently, you force the hand, I think, of those who are concerned about the issue, as I assume Mr. DeBrasca in Milwaukee, to attend a meeting to try and address it, not once and for all, but to give some coherency to what exactly we're doing in New York, what exactly we want to do in New York, and what exactly can be done in New York. Big subjects, a lot of resource people on it. The only number I have, Mike, on the Land Claims Commission is an internal audit that was $18.3 million that's been spent on land claims over time. Over that, there were a lot of records that weren't, there were gaps in the records. There was a lot of issues with that, Mike DeBrasca, so you might want to check a little later on that and that internal audit. So, and I'm the one that requested it, so I have the data if anyone's interested. So, thank you.
Okay. I just want to say that the land claims issue is something the business committee attempted to address early in this three-year term. We went to New York, we went to Canada, we came back with some ideas. But I do believe that it has to go to General Tribal Council because we have a lot of ideas, and we're not all on the same page, which is good because land is important. It's deep in people's hearts, and they're not going to change their minds on what they believe deeply in. So it will probably have to go to GTC. GTC will probably be given options, and it'll be their decision. My hope as chairman for this last 3 years is that number one on our agenda is maintaining good relations with the New York Oneidas and the Canadian Oneidas. We do have good relations with the Canadian Oneidas, and I think during these 3 years we have improved our relations with the New York Oneidas. But what we do with the land over there and how we finally settle this or if we're going to carry it on, that's going to be up to GTC, I believe. I don't think that a business committee can make that decision.
Correct. And I think the issue is beyond land claims and land rights. It's into a larger agenda of what we want to do there. We have the Belt in Chicago. We have a lot of other things. So General Tribal Council probably is the forum. But at this time, the way it's structured, I think it's a very dangerous forum. And I'm not going to say districts. But we do have some structural opportunities to readdress the very body of which is going to make a major decision, of which many people don't even know we have land in New York, or two houses you could stay at, or who to contact if you want to stay at them, or the agricultural land that's been idle for 10 years. And I see Pat Pelkey's in here. He was. I don't think he'd accept idle land in Wisconsin for 10 years. So I think there's a lot of discussion. Obviously, this is the wrong forum. And if General Tribal Council is the right forum, I don't know what is the right forum, but I know we have opportunities to address it with some coherency and intelligence if we're able to step up on all levels. Mm-hmm. The three elected bodies as well as the membership. Because as you know, you have community meetings on this stuff. You got 5 or 10 people or one there being me, and that's not a general tribal council. I ain't authorized to speak for any of them. But I do have a voice on the subject. Thank you.
Well, we've had some community meetings
on. Hey, but yeah, we can go on with this all day.
We've had a community meeting or two on a Saturday. And we've had more than a few. We've had maybe 20 people sometimes.
Okay, and it's not debated numbers.
And that's a better number. It's still, we would all like to see 100 Oneidas discussing land claims.
Call for a vote on the question. Thank you.
Okay, you can't call for a vote, Chaz, but you can make a recommendation. Okay.
It's been deferred.
Okay. Land claims, We have no report, so we have a motion to defer this issue to the next business committee meeting. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Motion carries. You got to pardon me. A lot of us, including Chaz, including myself, this land claims is important. And we, and so are our differing opinions. So we got off track. Oneida Child Protective Board, Lois Strong, chairman. Chairwoman, I'm sorry.
Lois couldn't make it, so I'm going to fill in for her. And
Wesley and
Dale Paulus.
Dale Paulus. Wesley Martin and Dale Paulus. Okay.
And this report is from April, May, and June. We did get a new attorney appointed to us, Michelle Mays, and she's going to be very helpful with us because she's worked on a number of things for us in regards to the Children's Code. So that's been very helpful to us. We did sit down with the attorney's office and worked out some agreements on how she's going to be working with us. So just a little information.
In regards to the BC, outgoing BC and the present, the new one, we appreciate all their help and efforts in the Oneida Child Protection Board and the support for our Oneida children.
Okay.
Make a motion to accept the report.
Sorry. Motion by David Jordan to accept the report, seconded by Paul Ninham. Any more questions? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Motion carries. Thank you, Wesley and Dale. Oneida Election Board, Vicki Cornelius, chairwoman.
I don't think she works during the day, so I would just make a motion to accept her report.
Motion by Patty Heff to accept the report.
Support.
Supported by David Jordan. Discussion. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Motion carries. Oneida Arts Board.
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve the Oneida Arts Board report. Melinda Danforth, supported by Paul Ninham. Discussion. Here's where we're ready to vote. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Southeastern Oneida Tribal Services. Pamela Ninham, chairwoman.
Chair, motion to accept the report.
Motion by Vince De La Rosa to accept the report.
Support.
Supported by Greg Mattson. Discussion. It appears we're ready to vote. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Next on the agenda, the Oneida Police Commission. Brenda John Stevens, chairwoman? No, John Stevens. No. Bernie John Stevens, chairman. These glasses.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Wes Martin. I'm the chairman of the Oneida, vice chairman, president of the Oneida Police Commission. We did file a report. I know there was some questions on the crime and arrest data. We have submitted a report for March, April, and May. We have attached some of that data for your information, and if there's any questions.
Any questions, committee?
Mr. Chair. Motion to approve.
Yeah.
Motion to approve by Greg Mattson, seconded by Paul Ninham. Discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain?
Again, motion. I'd like to thank President BC for all their support for the commission in the last 3 years, and hopefully have that continuation for the
next. Bernie, I'm sorry for messing up his name. I just had eye surgery, and these glasses don't work anymore.
I thought you were calling his real name, so.
Mr. Chair.
Thank you.
Vince.
I wanted to ask unanimous consent of the council if they wouldn't mind. Can we unanimously just approve 9 through 14? Would you guys mind?
Pretty up. I don't mind, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, 8 through 14, I'm sorry. So, Mr. Chair, I make them... Mr. Chair, I make a motion by unanimous consent to approve reports 8 through 14.
I have a motion by Vince Della Rosa, supported by Paul Ninham. Discussion? Mark Polis?
I just want to take the opportunity here this morning to thank the outgoing tribal council members for your service to the nation. And the Gaming Commission would like to acknowledge David Jordan for your liaison responsibilities in attending our meetings and providing your input to us. David and his staff attended every one of our regular meetings, and we want to acknowledge that, David, and extend our appreciation to you and say thank you to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
David has been a very hard worker, really hard. Standing committees, Legislative Operating Committee.
Motion. We got to vote on that motion, Mr. Chairman.
We do. Okay. Yeah, all those in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Thank you. Standing committees, Legislative Operating Committee, we're looking to approve the June 18th, 2014 meeting minutes of the LOC.
Motion to approve.
Second. Motion by Patty Heff to approve, seconded by Paul Ninham. Discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Requesting to approve the July 2nd, 2014 meeting minutes.
Moved to approve.
Moved to approve Paul Ninham.
Second.
Seconded by Patty Heft. Discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. LOC quarterly report.
Motion to accept.
Motion to accept the report.
Support.
Patty Heft, supported by David Jordan. Discussion. Any questions on the quarterly report?
I've got a question on this.
Okay.
My question is this. On that last BC meeting agenda from July 23rd, there was some issues with respect to the higher education funding changes for the fall 2014-15 year. Can you please tell me, has any of that been vetted or went to LOC, or is that just proposed changes that management is making?
That's on the agenda, Mike, for later on in the meeting. Item number 3 under new business on page 3 of 4 of the agenda.
Thank you.
Any further questions from anyone? If we're ready to vote, all those in favor of accepting the report, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Approve Pardon and Forgiveness Screening Committee bylaws?
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve, David Jordan?
Support.
Supported by Vince Della Rosa. Discussion? I was speaking to a veteran about an hour ago, right after the meeting, and I'm aware of this. There are a lot of veterans who received less than honorable discharges from when they were in, and I witnessed that. A lot of Oneidas, a lot of Indians came back from Vietnam. They were right out of combat. And they served well in combat, but because of the stress that they've had to go through and because of the alcoholism and the drug addictions that were created in Vietnam, I mean, they had drugs and alcohol all over the place over there, I'm told. He's requesting, and many veterans are requesting, and we might hopefully discuss this, or the new committee might discuss this, that if there's a way that we could include veterans in some kind of forgiveness policy. because there's a lot of good veterans who fought for their country who received dishonorable discharges because of conditions over there.
All the way through?
And not only Vietnam, but all combat areas. I mean, they did this, and they're suffering for it because post-Vietnam was also a nightmare for many of them. Vince.
I wonder if it's a good point that you make. Obviously, we're done tomorrow. I wonder if I know Councilman Stevens will still be here, and obviously staff will. If they could take a look at that, it's a good point. So I don't know if this councilman can take a peek at it.
Okay, Patty, did we have a motion to approve that? Okay, we have a motion. Ready to vote. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Resolution.
Mr. Chairman, would you go back to item number four?
Item number four, approve Anna John Resident-Centered Care Community Board bylaw amendments.
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve, David Jordan.
Support.
Supported by Melinda Danforth. Discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Number six, resolution, back pay policy amendments.
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve, David Jordan.
Adopt, I should say.
Motion to adopt the resolution. David Jordan, do we have a second?
Support.
Supported by Vince De La Rosa. Discussion. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Number seven, resolution, investigative leave policy amendments.
Motion to adopt.
Motion to adopt, David Jordan.
Second.
Seconded by Brandon Stevens. Discussion? Michelle?
Lynn just caught one error in the resolution that will need to be amended, and it's in the now therefore be it resolved. It mentions amendments to the back pay policy, and it should actually say investigative leave policy, so we'll just need to make that one amendment to the resolution.
Could we note that in the resolution, the motioner, David?
Yes.
The seconder, Brandon?
Yes.
Okay. Are we ready to vote? All those in favor with the amendment, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Next on the agenda.
Child support.
Resolution, child support law amendments.
Motion to adopt.
Motion to adopt, David Jordan.
Support.
Support, Melinda Danforth. Discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Finance Committee, August 8th, 2014, meeting minutes. You're looking to approve?
They're in the packet.
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve, Tina Danforth.
Support.
Supported by David Jordan. Discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Community Development Planning Committee, April 3rd, 2014, meeting minutes.
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve, Melinda Danforth. Do we have a second?
Yeah, Councilman Ninham.
Second.
Second, Paul Ninham. Discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Accept July 7, 2014 GTC semi-annual GTC minutes as information. This committee?
Motion
to accept the meeting minutes. Melinda Danforth?
Support.
Supported by David Jordan. Discussion?
Except as FYI.
Please note that the motion was to accept as FYI.
Mm-hmm.
It appears we're ready to vote. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries.
Item two, approve the fiscal year 2015 tribal budget materials for printing and distribution for a special GTC meeting. 6 p.m. Monday, September 22nd.
Good morning.
Good morning.
When we started the fiscal year 2015 to fiscal year 2017 budget process, we faced a $25.85 million deficit between revenue sources and revenue uses. Overall, the revenues for fiscal year 2015 are anticipated to be $29.9 million, down from fiscal year 2014. That's a 6.76% decrease. Budget meetings were held with the departments and the business committee from June 2nd through the end of July. During the budget review meetings, as you are well aware, there weren't a lot of individual reductions identified within the fund units. In order to come to a balanced budget, the business committee decided to reduce or delay the following items. Within the technology set aside, e-signature, $295,000, web development, $222,179. Within the CapEx budget, unified communications, $115,000, Tier 4 project, $80,000, Little Bear Development Center asphalt, $83,000, Jahinqua driveway, $55,000. Health Center flooring, $40,000. DPW reduced the flooring allocation by $50,000. Delay the auditorium remodel, $42,000. The solar infrastructure grant match, $15,000. 200 stackable chairs for SEATS, $10,000. Envelope press at print shop, $28,000. $945, the cutter for the print shop, $89,000. Reduce the DPW vehicle allocation by one, that's $23,000. Delay the business committee camera upgrade, $6,000. The variable air valve for the tribal school, delay that to fiscal year 2016 to identify if there's BIE funding available for that. $409,375. Reduce the desktop computer allocation by $46,000. Reduce the mobile computer allocation by $15,000. Reduce the printer life cycle by $52,500. Delay the fiber initiatives, $188,993. Have the mammography machine and the picture archiving system covered by Indian Health Service M&I funds, $200,000 for each one of those items. Reduce the land allocation by $10.1 million. Remove the OGE allocation for CapEx and operations, $518,843. From gaming CapEx, remove the gaming CapEx remodel for 20 rooms at the Radisson, $500,000. Reduce the slot machine allocation by $3,370,000. Reduce the iView, $223,750. Delay the judicial parking lot, $84,500. And then to remove the MIS new positions, $416,384. In addition to those reductions, the areas that had tribal contribution within general government, education and culture, health and social services, community development were requested to reduce their budgets by their tribal contribution request by 4.5%. Gaming was asked to reduce their operational costs by $4.3 million, and other enterprises areas were requested to reduce their operational costs by $2.9 million.
The wishes of the committee? Are you done? Relinda?
I will go through the detail of the budget. Right now, as the budget is presented for you before you, the total sources of funding, $413.5 million. Those sources of funding, $285.4 million come from our tribal enterprises, $23.4 million from program unit earned income grants, $45.8 million. Tribal allocations, $57.1 million, and other resources, other sources, $15.5 million. The allocations to the different activities, general government, $61.7 million, Department of Public Works, $9.1 million, education and culture, $33.9 million, health and social services, $56.3 million, community development, $13.7 million, direct membership benefits and the administration, which is trust and enrollments and per capita, $25.8 million. Gaming enterprise operations, $92.8 million. Gaming CapEx, $2.8 million. The state compact fee, $7.4 million. Other enterprises, $81.3 million. Debt principal and interest, $9.5 million. Bond repayments, $1.4 million. Operational equipment for the non-gaming side of the house, $3.2 million. The capital improvement projects, we'll round it up to $3.6 million. Land acquisition, $4.5 million. The governmental executive contingency, $2.5 million. Technology projects, $918,311, and contingent liability for $2.5. Total allocations are $413.5 million. There is no additional debt anticipated to be taken out in 2015.
Okay. Thank you, Linda. What's the wishes of the committee? Melinda?
I just had some questions because I know that I've seen the correspondence that came out to ask the divisions to cut back by 4.5% as indicated. However, I haven't seen, Relinda, can you explain for some of the areas, some of the major impacts that came back, or did we take those cuts into, do we have like a summary of those cuts that are being proposed by the division? How is that going to impact the tribal membership or the tribal community in terms of services? Are we looking at layoffs? Are we looking at, those kind of questions? Because I'm concerned about where the divisions are going to take that 4.5%.
Unfortunately, most of the divisions were unable to reduce their tribal contribution by 4.5% without affecting labor. Therefore, the 4.5% was not included in most of the divisional budgets. The areas that did comply were, that I know for sure, were gaming and retail. Retail was able to go back and look at their operational expenses as well as their anticipated sales and adjust to increase their net profit by the requested amount. Gaming had to do some considerable trimming in order to make their allocation. They reduced their CapEx by almost, I believe it was $1.1 million, and they also reduced their operations. It will equate to a 49 position reduction within gaming.
Go ahead, Mike.
Can you please tell me, is the meeting for that September 22nd still valid? Because I know right now it's tentative, but I'm hearing that yes, it's still a go, no, it's been canceled, it's been pushed off to allow the new incoming EC members more time to go through the budget. So can you give me a little clarification on that, please?
To my knowledge, it hasn't been postponed or canceled, but the new committee will come in and they'll make that decision. Whether to hold it as scheduled. It has not been canceled, to my knowledge, or postponed.
Okay.
But I believe that The new committee, well, the new committee will come in. They have the authority to do what they want regarding that GTC scheduled date. They could postpone it. They could cancel it. They got to adopt an agenda sooner or later. They can postpone it if they want to. But right now, I don't think that decision has been made by anyone. Larry, is that?
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
And that's a consideration, I guess.
Just hypothetically speaking, if they do postpone it and GTC doesn't have a chance to review this budget or whatever and approve it, how does the tribe then keep operating under continuing resolution?
Yes. But eventually it will come. If it's postponed, it has to come before General Counsel sooner or later.
And that's one of the considerations on the table for today. I've been approached by some of the new incoming council people they want to review the budget before they have to go sit before the General Tribal Council and explain the changes. So, and I'm sure the new treasurer would want to as well. I'm sure the new treasurer would want to as well.
What is the wish of the committee? Chaz. Yeah, I'm looking for anybody who wants to comment.
Thank you, Mike, for breaching the subject again. The primary question I have is, what is the amount for GTC directives, the total, including per capita and, you know, the education fund, yada, yada. There's three or four major ones.
The total amount for GTC mandates is $39.5 million, $15,100,618 for education, $24,449,500 for per capita in GTC stipends.
Okay, thank you. And I think that point is one where we start off with this GTC-directed mandate. Certainly it's a difficult subject for any elected official to bring up, to revisit GTC directives. Because there seems to be five options within it. Affirm what they are, increase them, decrease them, or plan X, not plan B, to address the issue of how do we start in this hole. General Tribal Council made those directives. Perhaps you can remind me, Relinda, back to what date about? First one. Not the whole, just general. 2010, 5, 2, 1,
8. I believe it was 1996 is the education mandate. The latest per capita GTC directive was 2012.
So we've had some, there's been some history to these mandates, and the membership certainly has evolved and is changing. And is being more informed as our past discussion on the land rights issue, or excuse me, on New York asset management. So again, I think there's an opportunity here to really revisit the whole by the community. And unfortunately, in the form structure we have is GTC, and you look in the eyes of some of our members. And I don't know why they're there, but that's another matter. But anyhow, they're there and they have a vote, just as informed as the next guy who read every paper he was sent.
I don't know.
You know, on the subject. So again, it motivates me to say, you know, I have another petition on this subject. Because it's such a hot political subject, I don't think most politicians would want to put it out there. But I, as a GTC member, will put it out there, just an announcement to the people up there and the people here and the elected new government coming in, as well as the membership, Indian staff, non-Indian staff, that we really have an opportunity to redirect our boat, how it's going, or our canoe, excuse me, not our ship, but our canoe. And I really think if we revisit GTC mandates, we may be very surprised what the membership would like to do. Maybe it's time we can't start out in that hole. So just to say that petition, I think, puts us into another, revisiting the GTC mandates, as they're called, which are also GTC directives, puts us in a position to really address the larger issue of where do we want to go and how do we want to get there. Because the other issue behind our budget, as you all know, is what are we spending $413 million on? Is it best spent? And I think the community meetings we had limited conversation. But the directive that when that first was asked, well, whose responsibility is to bring this whole thing up? Because it's a big number. It was said, well, it's not ours as the finance people. So then I no one asked the next question, well, whose responsibility is it? But the next time he had a community meeting, the question was asked, and it's back to the membership. So I took that challenge. I accepted that challenge as 6395 to say, okay, well, let's put it out there and see where we want to go. The danger, again, is that body without the education and background of facts, not just opinions, but facts on the matter, very dangerous place to go. But I think we have to roll the dice because of where we end up in this continuing resolution every year, and we keep looking down rather than looking up to see what are the other opportunities. And I'm not going to mention Milwaukee and the potential it has down there in the largest city, or our assets down in Milwaukee, in the largest city in the state, and all the business opportunities, as Mr. De La Rosa knows as well, being the liaison. So I just say, these things are all a part of, again, wrong form, but GTC form, right form, I don't know, but I think we need to go there because these things have been on the table for a long time. And as we talk to each other, I think we need to, we have a better relationship to each other rather than on the subject of finance, rather than just being mad if someone proposes increasing the per cap or decreasing it. I think, you know, there's some better ways to communicate with each other rather than just give each other snake eyes when we disagree with somebody, you know. Thank you.
Thank you, Chaz. One answer to your comments is general tribal council members are there because they're Oneida and 21 and over. That's why they're there. I forget. I don't know who's first.
It's our meeting.
Jason.
Jason and then Vince.
Jason, I think I heard you say something about a matching grant for solar, $15,000. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. I would really strongly encourage you to try to figure out a way to do that. I think there were at least two grants last year, $2 million each for solar, that I don't even know if the tribe applied for. I know there was talk about, you know, discussion during the whole thing about the plastics to oil. There was discussion that, well, the boilers in the schools put off more pollution than what this would put off. If that's true, and there is pollution being put off by the boilers in those schools, and we didn't apply for $4 million to convert to solar HVAC for those schools, that's a missed opportunity, obviously. And I just would, again, encourage that. Regarding what Chaz had to say regarding the GTC commitments and whatever, I know there was discussion before about do we do away with the stipend? Do we move it over to cash cards with the one-stops? What do we do with that? And I would encourage you to look at a three-part option. Number one, people that don't want to receive a stipend, because I know people have told me they didn't sign out, and they were pursued to say, well, you didn't sign out. Come sign out. How much money did it take to mail those people and say, you didn't sign out, don't you want your $100? For example, the Oneida Youth Leadership Program could be the recipient of someone's stipend. If someone wants a cash stipend, maybe give them the cash stipend and maybe give them the incentive to say, for right now, it's $100 cash to attend the meeting. What if it's $150 if you take it as something as a cash card for the one stop to keep it within the tribe? So make it a three-part option and not just either yes a stipend or no a stipend or it has to go through the one stop. So that's just some things I just wanted to put out there.
Thank you, Jason.
Just to clarify, I think that the, real enough, if I remember the discussion correctly, the energy team was the one who requested the dollars to be taken out because I'm not sure if they were, the grant funding expired or we couldn't get something. But anyway, they're the ones who asked for it to be taken out. We didn't just take it out arbitrarily, just so. But I appreciate your comments on that. Thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Melinda. Vince?
Mr. Chair, I would make a motion on the budget to defer it for 45 days to allow the new council to have a look at it as they come in. So that would be my motion, Mr. Chair.
Support.
Motion by Vince De La Rosa, supported by David Jordan. Discussion?
My discussion is then if that's going to occur, that's probably going to take us past the October 1 deadline, mm-hmm. which then we should direct, or maybe I'll make a motion to amend to request that, I don't know who the appropriate person would be, law office, develop a continuing resolution for the budget.
I can do that, yeah.
That has always been submitted by the treasurer. I can do it, or it can be left for the new incoming treasurer to do as well.
That's fine.
I did offer that to Trish about a week ago, that if this didn't pass, I'd be willing to do it, but I needed to know by last week. I don't know if I'm going to have time between today and tomorrow. So that is a consideration.
And also to note that as of today, it is balanced, but correct. But it would be their choice of the new committee what they want to go, what they want to do. I think that would be a good way to start off and let them have the opportunity to make the changes if they want to make the changes. But just for FYI, this current committee actually had some people in attendance, and actually we did come to some conclusion and balanced it.
And we did, and I appreciate that very much. Mm-hmm. I think this happens every time elections roll around, the treasurer's position changes. This happens all the time, so we end up having a continuing resolution during this time. So, my motion is to direct the law office. And the only reason, I guess,
point of order, there's a motion on the floor.
Yeah, is yours an amendment?
Mine's an amendment.
Okay, yes. An amendment. Okay.
Mine's an amendment to request the law office to work with the treasurer's office, whoever that may be, on Friday, to develop a continuing resolution then for this budget.
Okay, we have an amendment to the main motion by Melinda Danforth, supported by Paul Ninham. Discussion? Trish?
I just want to thank the committee for giving the opportunity to defer the budget and giving the new committee the opportunity to learn and understand it. I believe there's a meeting, a BC meeting on September, the first meeting in September. So that would be timely if a continuing resolution came back to that agenda. We could still do that. So there was discussion on whether to cancel it or not, you know. And the numbers probably won't change much, but I believe the policy and the process might change. So there's some good vibes coming about it in the future. So I'm going to thank you all for the participation that you've done so far and everything that you brought to the budget and the processing. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, we have an amendment. Is there any further discussion on the amendment? Patty?
Mr. Chair, I just wanted to know if the committee wanted to consider using the September 22nd date that's now on hold at the Radisson, if you wanted to use that date still to deal with some of the tabled business at GTC.
Point of order, we're talking about the budget and deferring it for 45 days. We're mm-hmm. not talking about other General Travel Council activities and meetings.
Mr. Chairman, it affects it because we're dealing with the date of September 22nd that was used for the budget.
I just think, we're leaving tomorrow. The majority of the committee is leaving tomorrow, so why do we want to cram something in the next day? And you got new people coming on, and you want to expect to make a major change for September 22nd to entertain many petitions that have not had the opportunity to be reviewed by the new committee. I just think it's not timely.
We're going to vote on the amendment and then the main motion, okay. And then
we'll
Patty,
consider that
make
action.
Another,
okay.
If you want to make another motion, well, you may make it.
Okay.
The amendment, we're going to vote on the amendment. Patty, could you restate the amendment?
The amendment by Melinda Danforth, seconded by Paul Ninham, to require the law office to work with the treasurer's office to develop a continuing resolution.
Okay, all those in favor of the amendment, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain?
Abstain.
Motion carries. One abstention, Tina Danforth. Now we'll vote on the main motion. Could you restate the main motion?
Main motion by Vince De La Rosa, seconded by David Jordan, to defer for 45 days the budget to allow the new business committee to work on it. And develop a continuing resolution. That was also part of the motion.
Mm-hmm. All those in favor of the main motion, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Patty, did you
want to? Mr. Chairman, for the record, I support the motion to defer the budget for 45 days. My staff and I have worked diligently to provide a balanced budget for today's agenda for the consideration for General Tribal Council. And due to transition, I am in favor of allowing the new committee and new treasurer to review the information so that they can be more presentable with the information at the next General Tribal Council meeting regarding the budget.
So noted.
Thank you, Larry and Melinda.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, so that leaves September 22nd as a date that's still available for a possible GTC meeting.
Point of order.
Everyone's been notified. We have what we have pending are three petitions that were tabled at the annual GTC meeting. The first petition is from Linda Dallas regarding the real estate questions. The second is from Madeline Jensko regarding names being published in the materials that GTC members receive and presentations at the meetings. The third is from Yvonne Mativier regarding a stall mall. A new petition submitted and is ready to go, has already been analyzed, is from John Paulus regarding a dialysis center. And then number five is from the last GTC meeting by Doug Skinnador, his petition. The motion was passed that a land use plan be brought before GTC for approval before October 31 of 2015.
Okay.
And then Councilman Jordan is asking that if we do that, that we add the GTC meeting law to that agenda if we want to still use the date. All these materials have been sent to tribal members twice now in two separate mailings and have been vetted. So I think everybody has received the information.
Okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
I didn't actually make that a motion. I was just adding that for debate. I can make that as a motion if we do you want.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll make a motion that we use the September 22nd date to address the following items: the three table petitions, the land use plan that's required by GTC to bring back by October 31, and the GTC meeting law. Add that to the agenda.
Okay, we have a motion by Patty Heft. Do we have a second?
Support, Mr. Chairman.
Support by Paul Ninham. Discussion?
Good morning.
Good morning. Could you state your name?
Brad Graham. Everything that was on that last General Tribal Council agenda, everything that was under the table and the meeting law, under parliamentary procedures, that all died. When adjournment was made that night, everything that was tabled, because it wasn't continued under the parliamentary procedures, is dead on the table. So everything is dead. If there's anything new, yes. But all them past petitions, the meeting law, is gone. There is no longer consideration on that. It was asked that it be deferred or adjourned to, which it wasn't. The meeting was adjourned, period. So everything died.
It's been past practice, and correct me if I'm wrong.
But the thing is, you're bringing back stuff that shouldn't be brought back.
It's been past practice that upon an adjournment that it goes to the next meeting or it goes to another BC. Maybe I'm wrong. It dies? Because I have never seen anything die like that before.
It's a painful death, trust me.
It's a painful death.
It depends, and I say it depends. The annual and semi-annual meetings are regular meetings of the General Tribal Council. Historically, if there's an item tabled in one of those two meetings, it's carried over to the annual or to the next meeting, the next regular meeting, either annual or semi-annual. If it is a special General Tribal Council meeting and the item dies on the table, it is history and historical of this tribe that those items die at that meeting. They are not carried over. I'm not, I wasn't prepared to discuss the meeting and the actions that we're talking about, so I don't have a specific answer for you. But if it was a special General Tribal Council meeting, those items that were tabled and not specifically identified tabled to some meeting in the future, they die at that meeting and further action is no longer needed regarding those.
That's a shocker because that's like killing petitions, and I don't support that. I don't think this business committee supports that either.
It is the precedent of the General Tribal Council that this is the way it was carried out. I recall within the past two or three General Tribal Council meetings where there was a motion to table the items, and I informed the chairman, who informed the membership, that if you table the items at this special General Tribal Council meeting and you do not identify a future date in which they should be brought back, that they will die at that meeting and no longer be carried forward. given the ease in which a petition can be developed, signed on to, it's not procedurally problematic because it can be brought back very quickly. If it were more difficult to bring back a petition, I would tend to agree with you. We've caused a procedural problem. Yet the members understand this, and they have acted in this manner consistently since I have sat as the parliamentarian and reviewed General Tribal Council meeting minutes. They are informed when they table an item at a special General Tribal Council meeting that if they don't identify a future date in which to bring it back, that it will die at the conclusion of that GTC, and no further action will be required.
I'd like to see a history of that, because I don't recall.
I've got a question.
I don't recall that. And also, wait 1 second, right after I'm done, okay? That's going to be Tina's problem, but actually, I just want to say something. But
I didn't know it was a problem.
I'm just not aware of that history. I'm just not. My understanding of Robert's rules is that when it's tabled, and it's up. If it's taken off the table, it can be taken off the table at any time.
You're accurate if you're looking only at Robert's Rules of Order. But Robert's Rules of Order has been modified by the General Tribal Council over the years in which it's applied it. There are multiple instances in which we deviate from the rules given the practice of the General Tribal Council. Because this issue was more important or occurred more frequently prior to the stipend, because the membership expressed their determination on the importance of a subject matter by not showing up and not obtaining a quorum. There were any number of petitions that died on the floor because a quorum wasn't obtained or a quorum was lost during the meeting. It has occurred about three times since 2008, and no more than 3 to 5 times. I recall specifically at least twice during your term when it came up, and once prior to that. So it's not a frequent action, but it is something that I remind the chairman when a motion to table at a special General Tribal Council meeting arises and is placed on the floor and there is no date for it to be brought back in the future, that if the body adjourns that meeting, then that petition action dies on the floor, and there's no further requirement to bring it back before the membership. Typically, members table an item for 90 days or discuss when it should be brought back, when a meeting can be scheduled. So it doesn't happen frequently, but if a motion to table is brought forward and it doesn't contain a future forward date to bring it back, I generally inform the chairman at that meeting or the chairperson at that meeting that that item will die at this meeting. It hasn't occurred that frequently, so the fact that it's not something that immediately comes to mind, it's understandable. It truly about three times.
Okay, we won't go back and forth on this, but I.
As a parliamentarian, and I was trained through the National Association of Parliamentarians, the tribe paid for it. As Joanne's saying, whenever I've tabled meetings, I made a specific amount of time for it to be tabled and to be brought back, which it has been, and that is the proper procedures. So anytime you table anything, as Joanne agrees, without a date to bring back, it's dead, period.
And I'm
That's
willing,
what we've
yeah.
been running under since I've been attending these meetings, close to 30 years or more. It's been Robert rules.
What I'm saying, I bet you anything that...
It has happened.
Let me say this. I bet you anything that the understanding of General Tribal Council members when they're at a meeting is that when the issue is tabled, that they'll get another kick at the cat at the next meeting or a meeting thereafter. That's my understanding, and that's, I believe, the understanding of most of the General Tribal Council members. We have a motion on the floor. Vince.
I was just going to ask the secretary if she would consider just withdrawing her motion.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I would like to withdraw the motion based on this new report.
Okay.
I've got a question here.
Okay, go ahead. I know.
And somebody please feel free to correct me if they think I'm wrong. I was not at that meeting in June, that GTC meeting that transpired in June, but it's my understanding that a few of the petitioners got together and asked that those petitions, because of the length of the meeting, were going to be tabled and brought back at the semi-annual in July. Now, I was at that semi-annual in July. Now, my correct understanding of all of this is, under the parliamentary rules, is that because it was tabled and brought back to that semi-annual, now no further action should be needed or taken for those things to come back. Because it was actually on the semi-annual agenda, but just simply didn't have time to get to those items. So those items should technically be brought back then under Robert's rules.
I agree. Chaz.
Thank you, Mr. Graham, for bringing up the subject, and Mr. Dabraska. I think, again, there's an opportunity right in front of us to adjust the whole structure of General Tribal Council, because I disagree with how much we really understand. I don't know if we have any data on how much we really understand about the subject. If you can give my grandson Jackson a bunch of information, 2 years old, I don't think he's going to understand it. But I gave him the information. Just because you give somebody information doesn't mean they understand it. And again, how many people come to General Tribal Council now who understand or have read the materials they've been provided? And again, smaller forums may help. But my point is, the larger issue of understanding and the debate you sort of have or understanding about past practice doesn't necessarily mean it's best practice. Who gets to revisit that? Perhaps the secretary-elect will revisit that. Perhaps the business committee-elect will revisit that. And perhaps the membership themselves have to revisit that. The simplicity of having a GTC petition is not the issue, I don't think. The need to have a petition is the issue. Why do you have to have a petition every time you have an issue, Chaz? You don't. But if the staff aren't responsive to the issue, whatever it might be, then you force that hand, the simple hand of 50 signatures, to then motion, it gets the whole organization involved with meeting, certifying, staff time to do all this thing. By the time you get to actually address the issue may have been gone. So the timeliness of having a petition and the politics of our politics sometimes affects when we have a petition discussion by the membership. But are they informed to have a discussion? I would debate that and say no in many cases. So how do we get informed? That's part of the structural opportunity we have within General Tribal Council itself. Because after General Tribal Council makes a vote and elects nine, many cases they walk away, just like the non-Indian people. They make an election primary, they're done, and then they're gone. They ain't on any boards, committees, and commissions. They ain't coming up forward. They're doing their job, and then that's where they are. They ain't part of the system. They ain't part of the process. They're part of voting, which is only part of the process. There's many other parts of this that aren't even, and this is the wrong forum to bring it up. I know that, but it's the opportunity at least to bring it up on this level, on this committee, for this time, because you're they got a new one tomorrow. New committee. New thinking. Lord knows. Lord might say that. But my point, and Mr. Graham brought it up, past practice, that's what we've been doing. Well, how many people know that? And many people, like the chairman just said, probably understand the system the way he said. But if you got four or five petitions on the same time, everybody's complaining who's a petitioner saying, hey, I don't want to share this time with him or her. They said, I need my own GTC. Right now, last point, we have three constitutionally required, I think somebody can debate me on this, three constitutionally required GTCs, annual, semi-annual, and budget. Maybe we need to look at having regular GTCs each month to deal with subjects that people have by division. Maybe that's another way to address the issue so that you can minimize the fact that when I get 50 signatures, you, in theory, have to listen to Chaz. And nobody wants to listen to Chaz. Chaz don't even want to listen to Chaz anymore. So, you know, 50 signatures, and the process starts to listen to Chaz. It's not about Chaz. It's not about the issue. It's about our structure. So I pray that as you exit and as the new one comes in, I pray that we find a need to deal with the structural dynamics of our community. And it's not even dealing with the businesses and forums. It's dealing with who are we as far as corporations. Oh, wait, you got a petition on a corporation or GTC. We got that. But it's not done, so it's still in there. So then you got to do another petition and say, well, what are you doing about that? So it goes on. And I love narrative stories, but this is tough. And the membership, you know, all them, almost all GTC members, where are they at? Where are they at? And we couldn't get 75 at one time. And the same things that affected that, this is my last point, the same thing, could be a GTC committee that's supposed to study all this, come up with a committee structure, study all this, four reasons why GTC people wouldn't come. People won't come 75. And just because you stay away, I don't see that as an affirmation of nothing. I said there's four reasons why they didn't come, and not to debate that with the legal counsel. Four reasons why they didn't come. We paid $100. Those four reasons never been addressed. Never been addressed by anybody. Anybody. Never. Even GTC. Why? Because they don't know. Because that report in that GTC thing was after the vote on the per capita of $1,500 and $100. Ain't nobody going to stay around to talk about structure after that. And I can prove it, and I can give you the report, but not at a GTC. Right here. New government. They'll get a copy. Monday, maybe. Maybe Wednesday. Depends how I feel. Thank you.
I just... There's an old saying that I like. It's about democracy, and that there's something messy about democracy. But you know what? There's never been anything that serves the people better than democracy. It's not kings, dictators, chiefs. It's nothing. It's democracy. The voice of the people meaning something. Mike. And then we're going to go on.
Okay, can somebody just give me an answer to that brief question that I had asked? If it was at the June meeting and it got tabled at that time and brought back to the semi-annual meeting in July, which I was at, but we simply didn't get the time to address it, then should it not be brought forward? Because it was on the semi-annual agenda.
I believe it needs...
I
believe it needs to come forward because there are too many holes in the system that if an issue is not covered in a meeting and the meeting adjourns, that it dies, because then you'd have a process whereby you could just delay a meeting and take a lot of time on the things on top if you were against the things on the bottom. And you could just play games with that General Tribal Council meeting if you didn't want these issues on the bottom to be addressed. We're going to go on.
Move forward, yeah. We really got to move forward.
Hold on. That's it. We're going to go on. Sorry, Brad. What's next on the agenda? You dropped your motion?
Yes. The next on the agenda is the petition by Michelle Danforth.
I thought we were supposed to vote.
No, I withdrew the motion.
Okay. Michelle Danforth petition. And it's got the legal analysis?
No, this is submitted in June, and this is the first time we're seeing it. Mm-hmm. Send it on to analysis.
Yeah, motion to accept and send it on for analysis.
Okay, we have a motion by Vince De La Rosa.
Support.
Supported by Melinda Danforth.
30 days.
Can you include the timeline in there so it gets back on the agenda?
Okay,
30 days.
Come back in 30 days with a legal analysis. Mm-hmm. Seconded by...
It's all the analysis, legal, legislative, and
Vince
the fiscal.
Made the motion. Who seconded?
Melinda.
Melinda. Discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Next on the agenda, petitioner Lizzie Mahuji-Maus, insufficient to move forward. There's a petition there. I thought we ruled on this one some time ago.
No, we did not.
What is the wish of the committee? The legal analysis is that I thought we decided before that this ability to take something to General Tribal Council to overturn an appeals commission decision can't do that.
That would be true. You have made that prior decision, yes.
Mm-hmm. What is the wish of the committee?
To accept the recommendation, Mr. Chair of the Law Office, and
okay.
Find it insufficient to move forward.
We have a motion by Vince De La Rosa. Do we have a second? Second by Patty Heff. Discussion.
The motion is to dismiss
it. I have a question on this.
Okay. Discussion.
Now, I know you guys have found that there's insufficient grounds for this to move forward under a legal opinion. Have all administrative remedies been exhausted here? Is there
go ahead.
The petitioner has exhausted all of the remedies available, both administrative and judicial, on multiple occasions. There are no other remedies available for this final decision. It's under the authority delegated by the General Tribal Council to the Oneida Appeals Commission. This matter is concluded, and there is nothing for the General Tribal Council to review.
Okay, Mike? Okay, are we ready to vote?
Someone's going to follow up with the petitioner. The chairman or secretary's office is going to follow up with the petitioner regarding this petition. Let them know that it's not going to be moved forward, so we can be done with it.
Okay. Secretary's office normally communicates. Okay, Patty's office will do that. Did we vote yet?
Nope.
Are we ready to vote? All those in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Petitioner Loretta V. Matoxin withdraw petition to reconsider GTC December 15, 2013.
Motion to accept her recommendations to withdraw.
We have a motion by David Jordan.
Second.
Second by Paul Ninham. Discussion?
One quick question on this.
Go ahead, Mike.
Can anybody tell me why the December 15, 2013 GTC minutes of that meeting have been brought forward for approval?
They were brought forward and they were tabled at the last, I think it was at the July 7th meeting.
Right, right. And it's my understanding that the reason why they weren't was because they said, and correct me if I'm wrong, some individual had gotten up and stated that there's current litigation surrounding this or there's current investigation going on this. How then does that preclude us from approving those minutes?
I don't know. I don't have a recall of
GTC precluded itself by voting to accept that.
The General Tribal Council at that meeting had the opportunity to review the minutes and determine that they would not approve them at that time and tabled them for future meetings. That's
their action.
Mm-hmm. It's General Tribal Council that tabled those minutes, Mike. Okay.
Yeah, but we did so based on the fact that somebody got out and said there was current litigation or investigation going on with some of this stuff. Is that accurate and what was that truth?
Yeah, of course there's a... We need to move on.
I don't recall that. I just don't recall it, Mike. You'd have to give me a chance to review that with those minutes and talk to Joanne and see what statements can be made. There is litigation out there again that we need to be aware of. And we need to be aware that we need to be careful with that litigation by not saying the improper things in public meetings. And I don't want to say anything that might harm us. So, and I don't know what those sayings are. So right now, I'm not going to say anything. I don't think any BC members are going to say anything either. But there is litigation somewhere out there, and while it's in Illinois, and I'll say that. We put that in the paper. That's been public knowledge. Okay. Where are we, Patty? Are we ready to vote? Could you restate the motion? David? It's David's motion, right?
Motion by David Jordan, seconded by Paul Ninham, to accept the petitioner's direction to withdraw the petition.
All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Petitioner Frank Cornelius to be placed on special GTC meeting June 16, 2014 agenda to speak is insufficient to move forward. My understanding that it's insufficient because we can't do anything about June 16th. It's
at the time that the petition was submitted, it couldn't have moved forward because they were unable to meet the publication dates in order to get on that General Tribal Council agenda. In addition to that, a petition calls for a subject matter to be presented to the General Tribal Council. The petitioner does not have the authority to set the date, time, or place of a General Tribal Council meeting. That is at the discretion of the business committee in order to maximize the space, the agenda, the subject matter, and the cost, or to minimize the cost in that manner, of a General Tribal Council meeting. So for the above reasons, the Frank Cornelius petition could not have moved forward.
Thank you. Leah?
So when is petitioner Frank Cornelius going to be allowed to report to General Tribal Council on the dissolution of Seven Gens, since General Tribal Council did appoint him as its delegate to work with the business committee in the dissolution effort?
That'll be up to the next committee. Mr. Cornelius has been offered the opportunity to participate. And he declined. So
that was under your terms by having him sign some type of a confidentiality agreement. But nevertheless, he was still delegated by General Tribal Council. And even if it is for him to report what he's determined on his own, he's done his own investigation in the ensuing months since then. And he should be, the General Tribal Council has the right to hear from him because he is the one they delegated.
They delegated Frank to assist. Frank, in return, has refused to participate because it has to be that he has to sign a confidentiality statement because there are issues that if we just have the tribe and this working towards dissolutionment, and if the tribe violates some confidentiality agreements that it has already made, that subjects us to suit. So
there is a General Tribal Council resolution that said no tribal member can be compelled to sign any type of confidentiality agreements, and that's at the General Tribal Council level.
I can't answer that one, but
nevertheless,
but let me tell you this, though, that we all sign confidentiality statements. We are not going to be able.
You're not General Tribal Council. You're only the business committee. General Tribal Council is a supreme ruling body, and it has already decided that it can't force General Tribal Council members or tribal members to sign confidentiality agreements. So that's immaterial.
Well, that is debatable because it's my understanding that if you're on a board, committee, or commission, or if you're going to deal with confidential information of the tribe, which a lot of this is, we have a responsibility to make sure that the tribe is not sued for.
I think it would have been more important if we want to go back in history, if you guys were keeping a better eye on Seven Gens back last summer, you wouldn't have this litigation. You were letting them do whatever they wanted and sign all these agreements,
order,
and they're getting people in trouble. Us.
I'm going to recognize a point of order. It's
we're talking about the petition and whether or not it's valid to send to General Tribal Council or not, so I would appreciate staying on topic.
Yes, in the spirit of the petitioner, he wants to be able to report back to General Tribal Council about what he has found out about the dissolution efforts. General Tribal Council deserves to hear that from the business committee, and he needs to be given he's come forward with several petitions already for his ability to get heard. Then when he does make a motion at the General Tribal Council, you shoot him down because you claim that he is in violation of the 10-day rule.
His the petition was to come before June 16th. It was specific, June 16th. We could not meet those timelines.
Did you ever ask him for clarification?
To come before General Tribal Council would require, I believe, another petition. It is impossible. June 16th's over with. We can't do anything about that.
The business committee and the chairman can put people on the agenda well in advance. What he wants is his time to speak.
Well, this current chairman, me, is not going to do that because I cannot communicate with the petitioner because every time I communicate with him, he hollers at me. He does. And I am not going to, and I'm not going to go sit in any meeting where a person comes and disrespects and hollers at me. I'm not built that way.
You had your chance back in March to meet with him. You used the tribal credit card out there, and you claimed you were going to meet with him in Arizona then, and yet you never contacted him until you were halfway back to
Wisconsin. Mr. Chairman, point of order.
Mr.
Chairman,
and
that point of order out there, which is no longer functioning.
Mr. Chairman, point of order. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that the petition is insufficient to move forward and dismissed.
We have a motion by
Patty Heft.
Second.
Seconded by Brandon Stevens. Discussion? All those in favor, please signify.
I've got a quick question. Just a quick question.
Sorry. Let me finish voting.
Wait, hold on.
There's no discussion during voting. All those in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Go ahead, Mike.
I'm sorry. Quick question on this. Since Frank failed to meet that deadline or whatever it was for June, could he just summarily then bring that information up for the September 22nd meeting then now?
There is no meeting on September 22nd.
Could he submit now and just ask to be placed on that agenda for September 22nd for that meeting since we're over a month out?
There is no meeting in September scheduled.
Right.
And also...
There was a special GTC meeting set for September 22nd.
No, we withdrew that petition based on the new information that we learned.
So now the special GTC meeting that was set for September 22nd is not happening?
Right.
Because that was my understanding at the very beginning when I asked that question. Ed had told me that no, he thought that meeting was still going to be forward.
No.
But we made a motion to for a 45-day postponement.
Yes.
When I said it.
Yes.
I made the motion that at that time nothing there was. We were going to have that meeting in September. There was no motion out there to. There was no action out there to postpone it. The next issue, I believe, the business committee postponed that budget meeting, scheduled for September.
The new committee will decide the date.
Mm-hmm. The new committee will decide the date.
Item number 7.
Okay. Item number 7, petitioner Frank Cornelius demand meeting date to be set in 20 days to consider his earlier petition of July 2013. And the legal analysis says I don't know if it's a legal analysis.
Mr. Chairman,
office.
Right. Frank had submitted this petition in an effort to get the petition he submitted earlier in front of the GTC. We did that. That meeting was December 15th. So his action was concluded. So I make a motion to dismiss this petition. It's insufficient to move forward.
We have a motion to dismiss item number 7 petition,
mm-hmm.
The Frank Cornelius petition. Do we have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Brandon Stevens. Discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain?
Abstain.
Motion carries. One abstention, Tina Danforth.
Two. I abstain as well.
Oh, and also an abstention from Melinda Danforth. Just a note. The petitioner, Frank Cornelius, tribal member, has the opportunity to go to the new tribal chair and request to be placed on the agenda. It's just that his relationship with me has deteriorated to the point that I refuse to indulge in that.
Mm-hmm.
Next item. Unfinished business. 1, discuss alternative forms of medical treatment concepts to address tribal member health care needs. Submission, Vince De La Rosa. Vince.
I prepared a memorandum and submitted it to the council and gave it to the healthcare group. I'm not sure where this is at, our medical folks. I think a report should be prepared for membership, for leadership. I raised what I thought were very germane issues relating to other pathologies and treatment modalities that should be considered. I really would like to see a report and an affirmative response from our medical, you know, team, so I don't know what the pleasure of this committee is. I still think we need to look at those things and explore them. I'd like to see some feedback from the medical group, but that's my understanding. I checked with the secretary's office. We haven't received anything, Madam Secretary?
What is the wish of the committee on this item?
Debbie just...
Can I ask a question on this?
Debbie had texted and said that she is touring with the tribe right now, but she was trying to get back here for this. But I know that you want something in writing, and I'm not sure where the report is at.
Mike?
I'm sorry? What was that,
Ed? I said Mike.
Does he have a question?
Oh, okay. You can you please tell me, Vince, what are some of those alternative forms that you're talking about in this?
I can get you the, I'll get you the piece that I put together. I don't want to delay this meeting. I'll have Kathy send you over a copy. It's there's a whole array of things, but I don't want to go delve into them right now, but I'll send you the piece.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, what is the wish of the committee?
Mr. Chair.
Okay, Vince.
Sir, Councilman Danforth indicated that she was trying to get back for the meeting, Debbie. I would just motion to have, you know, the staff over there, Dr. Veer and Debbie and those guys follow up when they have, you know, I would ask within 30 days. I think we should, these are very important matters, if they could respond to the new committee, you know, in September of this year with the written report.
Okay, we have a motion by Vince De La Rosa. Do we have a second?
Support.
Supported by Melinda Danforth. Discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. New business requests. Declare 2014 general election results official.
Mr. Chair.
Vince?
And make a motion. I've looked at the prepared packet from the election board. Or I've heard no claims from the community in terms of anomalies or anything relating to those results, so I'd make a motion, Mr. Chair, to declare the 2014 election results official and finalized.
Motion made by Vince De La Rosa.
Support.
Supported by David Jordan. Discussion? There's been a call for the question. I'm going to allow the two people who raised their hand to speak briefly.
One of my concerns is here is that with the next election coming up for the judges, that it's not being held in Milwaukee also, which it should be, because it was scheduled for the triennial.
Okay, that's not related to this issue.
But I'm just bringing it up there.
Okay.
But one thing I'd like to say is, since I'm up here, is I'd like to thank you, Tina, and David, and Ben, for being at the Elder Party. I appreciate it for your support of the elders. And for the rest of you, where were you?
I was at a funeral for my great uncle Clifford. So thank you.
I would note to Brad's question, there is an election board member in back if you want to chit-chat about your concern. Right now we're talking about the approval and certification of the election results.
Mm-hmm. Chaz, did you have your hand up?
I think just on the election, there were some issues, certainly this last election, not confirmed. I certainly agree with the vice chairman's going through our processes to try to bring those issues up for more clarification. And I think it sadly reflects, you know, some of our systems issues that we have. And I hope the new elected committee will be able to review and visit everything that is in our system to see how things work, to work better, or to find improvements, because there's always a better way to do something. I think that's what's called best practice. You're never happy with the way things are. You try to improve it, make it better, accountability and all those things that come up. And I'm not going to go all into the details, but I think for the record, they're in the record, and certainly for those General Tribal Council members who are interested, there is something to look at to see if they agree with the Election Board's findings and the Appeals Commission's findings. And certainly there's no petition I know of going to General Tribal Council on the matter. So good luck.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Chaz. We're ready to vote. The question has been called. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Thank you. Next on the agenda, update on reorganization of Environmental Health and Safety Division, Division of Land Management and Housing. Butch and Pat. Butch.
Mr. Chairman, before we move forward, if you could ask the CIOT's office to please move the microphone back. Their discussions and paper rattling are overcoming the recording here, and we're unable to hear individuals talking.
Okay, Mike, could you move a little back from your microphone, the papers that you are shifting, and your side discussions are interfering with reception over here. Yeah, could you press your mute button unless you have something to say? As long as you can hear us. Okay. Now, we're not doing that. You're doing it. So we're not turning you off. We're just trying to be more efficient with the sound here. But, you know, when you're ready to speak, be sure to turn it on because we welcome your input. Okay. Reorganization, Pat Pelkey and Butch Rentmeister.
Hi. So we're bringing this before you from a discussion that we had with a special meeting with the business committee to move forward at looking at how this might look about reorganizing the Environmental Health and Safety, Division of Land Management and Housing, and pull them together under one division based on mostly the cost savings measures that we could have. And also, you know, is there a good functional alignment? So that's kind of what the report addressed that.
Go ahead.
Oh, so the only thing new in here is just kind of where we're at with the transition process according to the SOP. So we're just taking it as far as we can go now until I was informed that we actually then need a resolution to say that this is your wishes is to combine these divisions together under one, and with the things that we said in there about new construction, moving over to development division, and then we'd be able to reform under similar structure that development division's on with two title reassignments for assistant division directors to help out with the organizational operations. I know in here we looked at two positions to be able to, as part of the cost savings, not replace the division director of Division of Land Management, and then also look at the executive director of housing. We couldn't do the executive of housing due to the nature of where that's at in the appeals, but what we have done is that we would not be replacing the area manager's position at Division of Land Management, so we'd still be looking to reduce by two positions. So. So I think that's the highlight.
I would defer this. I appreciate your guys' work. I know we've tried and we've done the best we can. Tomorrow's the dawning of a new council.
Sure.
So I'd motion to just defer this over to the new council for their consideration.
Support. Okay. Motion made by Vince De La Rosa, supported by Tina Danforth. And I also, you know, you've done a lot of work on this at our direction. It would be appropriate to let this new council look at it. I think it's a good proposal, and it's a proposal that is needed. Ready to vote?
Pat had his hand up.
I just...
Can I make a statement for the record real quick?
Go ahead, Mike. You can make a statement.
It's not a question. It's just a statement for the record. Expressing my concern that I know that there's this kind of consolidation going on or whatever, but I think it's extremely dangerous to have only one individual that's going to be heading up all of this environmental, the health and safety division, as well as the division of land management and housing. You've got key critical areas in there, and if somebody has a problem and you take it to one individual, you're going to ultimately end up with the same individual irrespective of three or four separate areas. To me, that presents a real conflict of interest. And I just wanted to get that out there and get that on the record. Thank you.
Okay, Mike, thank you for your statement. It cannot be placed on the record, but thank you for your statement. Okay, there is a call for the question. Could you review
to defer to the
motion
next
one more time?
To defer to the next BC.
to defer to the next PC. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye. Opposed.
Abstain? Motion carries. I think I'm going to do a roll call on this. I'm not.
Patty? Yes. Yes.
David?
Yes.
Support.
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 Opposed.
Okay. Motion carries.
And just for the record, I'm opposed just because I felt that we were ready to move forward. But I understand the need for the new council, for you wanting the new council to review this action.
Thank you.
Okay, next
thank you, Butch and Pat. Okay,
thank you. Thank you
for working on this.
Higher education funding changes for fall 2014-2015. Vince, you're the sponsor?
Yeah, we're just basically requesting, my office is requesting the BC to direct that the changes that are being proposed right now, that a legal review and legislative analysis be completed. And that, you know, and a notice of the amendments be provided to GTC at a meeting so they're at least aware of it. And in between there can be probably a community discussion. And at this point, I think those changes really should be put on hold until there's further understanding and at least some analytics around the nature of the changes. So that's what I'm recommending. So that would be my motion, Mr. Chair.
I'll second that.
Motion by
Vince
Del Rosa, seconded by Brent. Motion made by Vince, seconded by Brandon. And it's my understanding you're also part of that motion is that policy be put on hold.
Any of the amendments, the current amendments that affect amendments that, you know, need to be presented to GTC.
Okay, so we'll go by the amendment, you know, the old policy as we enter this school year.
Yes.
Okay. Chairman.
Melinda.
Can we just make it clear that it's the changes that the higher education office had made to the policy onto their own, those amendments have not come before the LOC or the business committee at all. But I want to make it clear that we're talking about holding on the changes that higher education made.
Yes, that's exactly the case.
Don,
I'm not clear on what that statement was about. My understanding that this is going to get deferred for further review. Melinda just said it has not been in front of the business committee nor the LOC, so I don't know how something can be stated as having a legislative analysis and a legal review. I believe a legal review needs to be delegated through the business committee because we supervise mm-hmm. law office. And I don't know what the cost considerations are of this, if they're positive, negative. If there's going to be more down the line, there needs to be that analysis as well on this item. And there also needs to be a notice to students. You know, I think mm-hmm. some of the changes that I think I just heard we're going to still go forward, there was no notice to students for planning purposes. So I think that's unfair. And so this needs a lot more review than what it's had to this point.
If I can just say that I agree with everything that you're saying, and the notion is we want to have a work session. I talked to Brandon about this and get together and talk with the BC, a work session about higher ed, the aims, the goals, the outcomes, and just basically look at this in the context of, again, what higher ed needs to do in order to help the Oneida Tribe to be successful. So we're going to have this work session at the BC level and the staff level to get on the same page so we can actually implement the higher ed resolution more successfully and effectively.
This also requires a review and notification to General Tribal Council before implementation.
Mm-hmm.
So that's also an issue. Yeah,
it will be on hold. It is on hold.
Okay. Can you please let Norbert know that?
I will. He was supposed to be here today, and Cheryl as well. So I'm here just to let you know we're listening, and we are going to work with you.
Thank you.
David?
I just want to make sure that this is going to be put on hold for this next fall season because there's a student in the room right now that came to see me yesterday that's very concerned. He has good standings with his college that he's in right now, and he doesn't want to have this interrupt his fall season.
Just so it's clear, the secretary had asked me to clarify my motion. I actually prepared it in the action statement of the agenda request. Request the BC to direct the higher education changes be put on hold until, and then I stated two items, one and two, as stated in the actual submission. That's my request submission to this agenda. That's what I'm asking for. Yeah.
And Brandon, that's good with you.
Yeah. Yeah. The point of it is just the new council coming in also just has to be aware, because some of these changes were in support of by the committee in the very beginning, and it just wasn't enough understanding from the committee at that time. And this is just re-energizing those talks again. And yeah, the new and committee will have those talks.
The council makes a good point. You know, there's an assertion in the document that they're scam colleges. We need to know what are the scam colleges. The certification programming is limited. There's time limitations. There's a whole host of things that there are broad implications that are in these policies that the new council needs to really look at. I've suggested that the higher education policies be codified as statutes. I think they really should. So Councilwoman Danforth's points are valid and germane, and the treasurer right now, who will be the new chairwoman tomorrow, you know, these things need to be understood by leadership and the community as a whole. So thank you.
Okay, we're going to vote on the motion. All those in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries.
Hold on, we didn't get a chance for a discussion in there.
Oh, well, Don White. Okay, go ahead.
Gotcha. My question is, can somebody please answer from higher education? It states at the top of page 422 of Life Education, what's new starting for fall of 2014-15, the tribe will no longer offer funding for certificates that are ineligible for Title IV funding. Can you please clarify that a little bit?
Mike, that whole information piece is not being implemented. We're going to dialogue and to discuss what all that information, all that communication means, and we're going to work to find out the best situation or best position for the higher ed scholarship service. So all of that is on hold. It's not going to happen. We're going to work together to resolve this.
Mr. Chairman, I would.
Please keep me abreast of any of these changes. I'll shoot you my email.
I'll be glad to.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to make another motion to direct higher education and Don White's division to send out a notification in the next couple of weeks saying that that is being put on hold.
Okay.
We have a motion by David Jordan.
Support.
Supported by Vince Della Rosa. Discussion?
Can you also include all the students that are within their database that are applying for financial assistance?
Yes. Yes, I can.
Thank you.
Okay, that's also in your motion, David?
Yes.
And the councilman's asking all the new proposed changes be put on. Mm-hmm. They're being put on hold and informed the students of those matters.
We'll retract all of that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All those in favor of the...
Question.
Hey, Mike?
That's Mark. That's Mark.
I was contacted by a tribe member regarding these changes. Who should she be in contact with if she has concerns or questions?
It would be the higher ed director.
Norbert Hill?
No, I'm sorry, the higher ed. Norbert's of education and training.
Cheryl Vandenberg.
Cheryl Vandenberg. And I will speak with Cheryl immediately. And as soon as I leave here, I will speak with Cheryl.
Okay, all those in favor of this of David's motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Item number four, approve USDA Forest Service to enter property for timber forest timber survey information.
I thought we did that already. Didn't we address this already with the...
No, it
action
got
previous?
No, it got tabled.
Motion to approve, Mr. Chairman.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Made by Vince Della Rosa, seconded by Brandon Stevens. Discussion? Chaz.
There's an opportunity here, and I'd like to offer my services, because by trade I'm a forester, so I'd like to assist them, and I understand this property is in New York.
Yes.
So I'd like to assist them on their venture there, if you don't mind. I offer that, and it brings up the larger issue of where do tribal members fit in who are outside the system, who have skills, who could help the system. Because sometimes that's just an employee discussion, which is kind of not discriminatory, but I think there's some other folks out there who have some skills, and I still know what dendrology is, and I know what Zuga Zuga Menzizi is, so maybe I could help address these issues.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, in regards to Chaz's request, you know, we have issues of liability, confidentiality, and security of people's personal information relative to access to their land, and I don't know that that's a good idea at this time, especially because it's being made without any further recommendation.
Okay, we do have a motion on the floor. Thank you, Tina. We'll vote on the motion. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstain. Motion carries. Item 5, approve Wisconsin Public Service Distribution Facilities Installation Agreement.
The contract contains a waiver of the tribe's sovereign immunity and requires approval of the Oneida Business Committee for that. Just as a little background regarding this, the tribe engages with WPS on a regular basis, and the Development Division has asked to develop a master addendum to all WPS agreements to address this sovereign immunity issue. This is a time-sensitive matter. They need to continue moving forward with their current project. We will be working with development to develop that addendum similar to the Logicalis Amendment to address this on an ongoing basis.
We're looking for an agreement which also includes a limited waiver of sovereign immunity. Vince.
So a motion to approve the Wisconsin Public Service Distribution Facility Installation Agreement with the noted understanding of the waiver, limited waiver.
Motion made by Vince De La Rosa. Do we have a second? Seconded by Patty Heft. Discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain?
Abstain.
Motion carries. One abstention. David Jordan. Next, number 6, approve procedural exception to cost containment, $1,620 to provide NNI leadership online training course for new business committee members.
Mr. Chairman, this is a request that I'm asking if we can make a procedural exception to provide this resource to the new BC members who want it. It builds on the work that we've had with NNI in the past. Yes, for the new transition, yes. Yeah.
Has anything transpired out of the work that we've done with NNI? I think we did the survey, we got the information, and it's sitting on a shelf.
Mm-hmm. So I make a motion to approve a procedural exception to cost containment for $1,620 to provide NNI leadership online training course for the new BC members.
The motion by Patty Heft. Do we have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Brandon Stevens. Discussion?
I just looked over the materials, and I think just the new incoming BC members, especially the LSC members, are going to need an overview of general governance within the transition, how the inner workings of there's going to be a steep learning curve for the LSC incoming members, and so I think this would be a good complement to that transition.
Any further discussion?
So you're saying not all will have to go through that? It's just the new ones?
Whoever new wants
LLC
to take
or whoever it. Wants to?
Everyone except Brandon, because they're all new except Brandon.
That's what I'm asking.
It's whoever wants.
Probably whoever wants to.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever
it's
wants
a great
to, yeah.
resource.
Even,
so if no one wants to, then it won't happen.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Asking.
Okay, are we ready to vote? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain?
Abstain.
Motion carries. One abstention. Tina Danforth. Next on.
Mr. Chairman, for number 7, if we could delete that from the agenda. There is a request.
So moved.
Okay, motion to delete item 7.
Second.
Approve pursuing BIA funding to improve Ridgeview Plaza entrance. Okay, motion made by David Jordan, seconded by Patty Heft.
Mm-hmm.
All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Travel reports, Alliance for the Great Lakes Board Meeting, June 19th to 21st.
Motion to approve.
Support.
Motion to approve by David Jordan, supported by Vince De La Rosa. Discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstained? Motion carries.
Mr. Chair.
Vince.
Could I ask unanimous consent to approve items 1 through 6 on travel?
Support.
Yes, you may, but I encourage us to be a little bit cautious on these kinds of things. You deprive the general tribal council members or tribal members of the ability to know more about travel.
Well, Mr. Chair, not necessarily. These are in the packet.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
eligible for review.
But we are on video, and part of the video request is that we want our membership more informed. Leah.
Yes, in regards to travel for NAFO, I'd like the incoming chairwoman to let us know if she still intends to be missing all of the business committee meetings and general tribal council meetings going forward as the chairwoman on behalf of attending these NAFOA and Native American board and whatever else you have.
Thank you for your question, Leah. My intention is not to miss meetings. My intention is to do my job.
Okay. Thank you, Tina.
And that includes making sure you attend the GTC meetings, correct?
No, if the committee asks me to go to a function, whether it be political, governmental, policy, if they approve me to go, then that is part of my job and I will attend accordingly. It is my intention to do my job.
Thank you. There's been a motion for unanimous consent for items 1 through 6. Second motion made by Vince Del Rosa. Seconded by Tina Danforth. Discussion? Any further discussion? Patty?
I'm going to be voting no against this because I think we need to vote individually for each one.
Okay, all those in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Opposed.
Opposed.
Abstained? We'll do a
hand.
Okay.
I vote no.
Yes.
Support.
Support.
Opposed. Opposed.
Aye. It's a tie.
Motion carries.
It's a tie.
That's 3-3.
Okay. 3-3.
Oh, sorry.
Uh-huh. Right?
It's right. It's a tie.
3-3. I'm going to vote no. I think we need, we're on TV and they need to know what we're voting on. Travel request, global Gaming Expo, September 30th through October 2nd, 2014, Las Vegas, Nevada. Tina Danforth.
Mr. Chair, motion to approve.
Motion to approve, Vince De La Rosa. Do we have a second?
Support.
Second by Tina Danforth. Discussion.
Mr. Chairman, my intent is to get a view outside of the Indian gaming agendas on internet gaming and marketing, especially our tribal marketing. We spent a lot of things, resources and money on it. We have a new expansion, and I think I'd rather have a broader learning curve on gaming in general as opposed to the Indian gaming.
And this is a very important, I believe it's very important that we have expertise in global gaming along with Indian gaming.
Sure.
We might be shortchanging ourselves on some very important information. Vince.
I would just note, it's reported that iGaming is probably going to have a 25% impact to bricks and mortar. We could be in trouble in the next couple of years once iGaming comes online. This is an important conference.
I would contend that the Global Gaming Expo is more of an industry related, where NIGA, of course, is more policy-based, where tribal council persons can participate in policy, general policy that is beneficial to Indian country. Where Global Gaming Expo is more for the end users, for the general managers seeking vendors for services, and we have a great person in-house, Frank Cornelius, that would give us any information that we would need as far as iGaming, and our lobbyists as well, as far as what's happening on the national level in Congress with regards to internet gaming. And Global Gaming Expo is a humongous show. It's the biggest gaming show in the world, and so it's for enticing people to go to the to seek services. So I've been on the executive board for the National Indian Gaming Association. I don't see too much benefit for a tribal representative to be at that conference.
Mr. Chairman, there's specifically a Global Gaming Women's Breakfast Roundtable that I'm interested in attending at this function, and NIGA doesn't provide those kinds of forums. And again, I think my interests are around internet gaming, marketing. We're looking at putting out probably an RFP now on the off-track betting. Within our facility, there's also discussion with gaming management right now to revamp the IMAC, revamp the bingo hall. And I think, again, this is relative to our main industry that provides well over 65% of our revenue. We're fortunate to have other revenues such as retail and such as grant funding. So I think it's relative that we stay on top of the industry. I'm also a former gaming commissioner. I'm also certified as a gaming commissioner. I've been to all the NIGA trainings to be certified. And, you know, it has its own forum, and I think it's useful to a certain degree, but I don't think there's a comparison.
And, again, we have a budget before us that the new committee will have to address. And the amount spent is minuscule to go to Las Vegas as compared to making the tribe's name out there, the chairwoman of the tribe, to be known and intermingle with some of the biggest gaming corporations in the world. So that's why it's very important.
Chaz Wheelock, sorry, I didn't mention my name before. I think if we're breaching the subject of best practice, and I think we are, I think Don White's been on this for some time with various insights into different things, then we talk about all the different entities we have. Because certainly housing is just not dealing with Indian housing, we're dealing with housing. And what's the ongoing things? I think it was mentioned earlier about solar energy. You know, so we're talking about big picture on the subject. If we're doing that, then it's a catch-22 because we then got the budget to deal with, because then people can't travel. You know, you got your housing people not able to go to that big housing meeting talking about the best solar in the world, not just in the Indian country, because the Indian country is only part of the larger world, as we all know. So I think if we're breaching the subject of best practice, then we need to revisit this whole issue of funding for travel, because a lot of folks aren't able to go to travel because it's not relevant to your job. And so where's the relevance to our job? And I think we're breaching that issue of best practice. And if we are, I think we open that big door, which is a good door to open, I believe. But it's a budget issue. Again, it goes back to how do you choose between yes, no, yes, no, no, maybe, yes, no. And it's maybe it gets politically charged. I'm not sure. But certainly opportunity, again, to address the larger systems issue if we open up best practice discussions. And there's data out there on that. So as Mr. Stevens said, there's reasons for go to A, not B, you know. I keep mentioning B for some reason, but, you know, where we're going.
I like
from there.
Plan B.
Call for the question,
and Chaz,
please.
And Chaz, Indian tribes and Indian leaders are desperately out there trying to provide economic opportunities for their tribes, and this is an opportunity. Call for the question has been called. All those in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Opposed.
I think we're going to have to do a... Petty?
No.
Yes.
Support.
Support.
Opposed.
Opposed.
Aye. I support travel. Next on the agenda, Native American Finance. Oh, so motion carries. Native American Finance Officers Association, NAFOA, September 22nd through 23rd, September 14th, San Diego, California.
Motion to approve.
Report. Motion to approve. David Jordan, supported by Vince De La Rosa. Discussion.
Mr. Chairman,
I'd actually like to make a suggestion to Tina. She's no longer going to be a finance officer's associate.
Point of order.
And not only that, maybe she could get them to change their meetings to a different time so that she can at least be here for the 50% of the meetings that she would have missed, like she's done in the last 3 years.
So you believe all the false misinformation about me during the campaign. That's unfortunate.
Leah, this is just a helpful suggestion. We're not here to make accusations. The treasurer did not miss 50% of the meetings. Thank you, Leah.
Going forward, just maybe you could get them to change their meeting dates, because if you intend to continue with
this is a national conference. I don't think they're going to change it with less than a month away.
But you're still on the board, so going forward,
we're
you
not
could ask
on
that
the
your
board,
monthly meetings be
funded
changed.
By the board.
Leah,
they
Leah.
Pay for my expenses. I have a meeting on Sunday.
Well, the thing is about that, when you asked to go, like, when you asked to put this forward, like, months ago or weeks ago, you knew there was going to be a tribal budget meeting that same day, so you would have missed the tribal budget meeting if it would have continued to go forward.
I would have planned accordingly.
Okay, we're done. Leah. Jason?
What does that mean?
We would appreciate the Oneida Tribe. Jason.
They have two meetings a year.
Okay, let's stop the conversation. Jason, I would appreciate you not left. Yeah, you're right. We appreciate that this is the Oneida Tribe of Indians in Wisconsin in governmental session. It is disrespectful for. Hey, hold on. No, I'm not. Okay, I'm not addressing your question. I'm not complaining about your question. I am complaining about your laughing in the background. It seems to me that we are being disrespectful to the Oneida Tribe of Indians elected council when you're all back there laughing during while we're in session.
Well, what's
disrespectful? You might even say it hurts my feelings, because it does. And you know what? I wish you would stop it.
Mr. Chairman, mm-hmm. I'd like to withdraw my request to travel at this time. We're not going to have this debate that is going nowhere, and obviously this is a day that people just want to analyze and politicize my role as chairwoman-elect.
You're the head politician
so please sit
of
down.
This
Okay, Leah, please be seated.
Mr. Chair.
Item three.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Didn't we just approve that?
We approved number one.
We
that
approved
stands.
The gaming one.
We're on the motion to approve number two.
I don't know where
There's
we're
a
at.
There's a motion on the floor. There's a motion on the floor, and there was support.
Well, then,
I don't see the need to withdraw the request. I mean, I understand the points that are made, but you got staff, and this is an important association.
Okay. We're going to go ahead with the vote and consider the travel. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Opposed.
Opposed.
Okay, we're going to do a roll call again?
No.
Yes.
Support.
Abstain.
Yes.
Opposed.
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 It failed. Three yeses, four noes, one abstention.
Three yeses, four noes. Okay. Three yeses?
Three yeses, four noes.
Okay, motion fails. We'll go on to number three, FedEx Annual Shareholder Meeting, September 27th through 29th, Memphis, Tennessee. Susan White.
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve the travel, Patty Heft.
Second.
Seconded by Brandon Stevens. Discussion. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain.
Abstain.
Motion carries. One abstention, Tina Danforth. Number four, ratify e-poll, 5 Division. 5 Division of Land Management staff to BIA Midwest Region Partners in Action Conference, August 4th through 7th, 2014, Prior Lake, Minnesota.
Motion.
Pat Pelkey.
Motion to approve.
Support.
Motion to approve, Patty Heft, supported by Vince De La Rosa. Discussion.
Noting for the record that it's grant funded.
Grant funded?
Grant funded.
The travel is grant funded, so noted. Are we ready to vote?
Mm-hmm.
All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstained? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ratify EPOL, attorneys Bitteroff and Webster, meeting with officials from Department of Interior, August 8th and 9th in Washington, D.C.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Vince De La Rosa to approve, seconded by Paul Ninham. Discussion?
If I could just note that we had to move this meeting from the 8th, 9th to the 13th, 14th. So they're traveling out there. They had a scheduling conflict immediately after sending out the e-poll that we had to change the dates.
What's the date?
The 13th and the 14th.
13th and 14th. Do we have a motion? Oh, okay. The motion will
concur.
Show that.
Then. I concur.
Okay. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Number six. Travel reimbursement. Accompanied MOC teacher to World Choir Games, July 9th through 17th, 2014.
Motion to deny.
To Riga, Latvia.
Motion to deny.
Motion to deny. Vince David Jordan. Do we have a second?
Support.
Support on the motion to deny. Discussion.
There was an e-poll that was done, and I believe I was the only one that responded to the e-poll at the time, and that's why I am not going to flip my decision right now. So if anybody else has any other comments, go ahead. Feel free to make them.
Well, my comment was in the e-poll, I responded back to see the justifications and where the line items of where the expenditures happened, and I'd be in support of it once that came, and it came back shortly after that.
As was my email.
I believe I approved it as well at the time of that email.
Okay.
What is the amount that's being asked to be considered and for what purposes specifically? Because I didn't see the email.
And then I would like to know why the delay was, why it was the last minute. When we got the e-poll, they were leaving the next day, and it's like that travel must have costed a lot of money just because of the fact that it was short notice.
Actually, it didn't. I had intended to do this regardless of whether the tribe was going to support it or not because I felt like I couldn't let the kids, which were adults, they were 21 and older, go without me. Besides that, we ended up getting, the reason it got so complicated, and I apologize, in the last 18 years, I've traveled three times. So my ability to navigate our systems for travel are low. What we did was we did group travel, so we got a lower ticket rate, but all of that had to be done pronto. There was just, it was, everything was falling on top of each other. The timeline was impossible for me to manage in any kind of system, especially with me not being good at it, and I don't have any administrative support. It's me doing my administration, my programming, and everything else that's asked of me to do. So it came out this way, and I apologize, but as I said, I don't regret it because it was awesome.
The benefit and the outcome.
And I do wish all of you could have been there. I wish you could be there because I wish you could see the power, and I don't mean to get teary, but the power of the arts to promote nationalism, a sense of well-being, and to fight the right fight. It was amazing to see these choirs from all over the world with such pride in who they were and what they were. And then when we started to learn about things, like, for instance, Latvia, who had been under, as you know, I put in the report, they had been occupied by Russia for, many, many years since World War II, and that they, one of the major ways that they got free and had their independence was through their song, because they couldn't stop the people from singing. They couldn't stop them from singing their language and singing their songs and being who they were. Russia and Riga, 40% speak Russian. That's how much Russian dominated, but 60% still speak Latvian. So it was that kind of stuff, and it was wonderful watching these interns that I've been working with for a number of years, watch them like sponges taking in all of the stuff. There was so many things musically, there were so many things personally, there were so many things in a sense of national and the world kind of concept that it was awesome. As I said, I wish you all could have been there. I'd like to take you all next time. The numbers are always fuzzy and weird. They are actual now. And what I would propose is, because I had $2,000 budgeted for training and travel, that's what I reimburse. I'll eat the cost of the per diems and the lodgings, parts of the lodging. And I think that's fair, and I'd like to propose that respectfully.
If I can just add, the notion of moving our tribe to the world stage in arts and music and dance and all our other forms of aesthetic expertise and expression in that, too, is tremendous. Our comprehensive plan just recently is redesigned to include international concerns and considerations. The world, our engagement in the world is in front of us, too. So doing this through the arts and through the kids and the young adults is tremendous for us, too, building self-esteem and self-concept. This is really about human development. Yeah, there's some financial cost associated with it, too. But our ability as Oneidas to go out into the world is very important. It benefits us in tourism. It benefits us in putting this on the map in so many different ways and from the arts perspective. And we know there's a lot of people that are very wealthy, very influential, that also care about the arts, too. So if we look at all the benefits associated with this one activity, they're tremendous. And I just, again, appreciate your support, just listening to us and asking for your consideration.
And I appreciate the information you're giving us today. I wish I would have only had it ahead of time. And that was where we sit up here. We get scrutinized on everything that we do also. And I just wanted to point that out to you.
I apologize.
Call for the question.
I feel like I'm running as fast as I can, and it's never fast enough.
Okay, there's been a call for the question.
Mr. Chairman, can we restate the motion, please?
To deny the travel. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Opposed.
Sounds like it's been defeated. Do we have another motion?
Motion to approve the...
Hold on. You want to...
Brandon's making the motion.
Okay. Brandon.
Motion to approve the reimbursement.
Motion by Brandon also Stevens to approve the reimbursement request. We have a second?
A second for discussion, please.
Second by Paul Ninham for discussion.
I would ask the councilman what the...
There's been a point of order. Tina?
Point of order on the motion is out of order because she just stated there's $2,000 in her travel budget, and she's requesting $3,804, and the motion was to approve, and it did not specify anything in the motion other than to approve the request, which was $3,800. And my questions are the funding. Is this tribal contribution money? Is it grant-funded money that's in the budget? Is it earmarked for the whole program, for one individual? I don't know. So
yeah, at this point, we're asking just for the $2,000 that's in the budget, and I believe it is tribal contribution.
Okay, that's clear in your motion.
Yeah, clear my motion now. Yeah.
Okay.
Clear now.
Yeah. All those in favor of the motion,
welcome.
Please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain.
Abstain.
Motion carries. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, the reason for my abstention is because this is after the fact. There are six other tribal members who went, and they all planned accordingly and had their funding prior to the trip. And so, I think it's that we have to, be more proactive about our initiatives.
Yes.
And that's all I'm asking, and I ask over
and
over. So that's all I'm asking. Thank you.
Thank you.
Chief Counsel.
Thank you, everyone.
Okay, Chief Counsel, Greg's going to run the meeting for a while.
We have three additions. The first is to approve a limited waiver of sovereign immunity for the Planet Bingo contract.
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Second.
A motion by Vince Della Rosa to approve, supported by Tina Danforth. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Opposed.
One opposition, Melinda Danforth.
Abstention.
One abstention, David Jordan. Motion carries.
The next is to ratify an e-poll approving the limited waiver of sovereign immunity for the Mosaic Art Agreement.
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Second.
I have motion for the motion. Motion support for the motion.
Motion for the motion. Support,
by Vince Della Rosa, supported by Paul Dinham. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
The next is to cancel the August 27th regular BC meeting to allow for transition of the new business committee. Then they will start their regular cycle September.
I'll move 10th. That, Mr. Chairman.
Support.
Yep. Motion by Paul Ninham, supported by David Jordan, as stated. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions?
Abstain.
One abstention, Tina Danforth. Motion carries.
That takes us to the executive session item, starting with the chief counsel report.
I'm requesting the business committee take three actions. One, to accept the report. The second is to authorize the law office to participate in an amicus brief. And the third is to approve the fifth addendum to contract 2014-0229, Arlinda Locklear.
Are you willing to make a motion?
I'd ask the council's unanimous consent to approve all three of those requests.
Second.
A motion by Vince De La Rosa stated to accept all three, supported by Paul Ninham. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Go into his ledge affairs was deferred. Item B, Audit Committee.
Mr. Chair.
Vince.
I'd like to ask unanimous consent of the council to approve audit items 1 through 11.
Support.
Motion by Vince De La Rosa, supported by Paul Ninham, to accept items 1 through 11 in the audits. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. No unfinished business, new business.
It'd be under new business, right?
Request for update on the Cornelius litigation.
I gotta add that. Uh-huh. Audit reorg, that was the one.
What was that? FYI.
That's an FYI. I make a motion to accept as FYI.
Support.
A motion by Patty Heft is stated, supported by Vince De La Rosa. Accept as FYI. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Item 2, mileage reimbursement investigation status report. Again, is FYI.
Mr. Chair, motion to accept as FYI.
Support.
A motion by Vince De La Rosa, supported by David Jordan. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Opposed.
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 Yeah. Three? Three opposed. Motion carries. Item 3, distribution of anonymous letter investigation status report.
Same thing, Pat?
Okay.
Mr. Chair, it's essentially the same thing. Motion accept as FYI.
A motion by Vince De La Rosa.
Support.
Supported by David Jordan. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Opposed.
Opposed.
Three oppositions.
Opposed
motion carries.
As well.
Four oppositions.
Mr. Vice Chair, in regards to that anonymous letter, which one was it that was floating around in the community that you're addressing? Because there were two known anonymous letters.
There wouldn't be no discussion on it. It was in executive session.
Was it the one about you or the one about Tina?
So item 3, the vote is 4 opposed.
Right.
Let's do a roll call count, starting with Secretary.
No.
Yes.
Support.
Support.
Opposed.
Opposed.
Four oppositions, motion fails. I don't know what the continual effort would be. You would have to, it would require another motion.
Mr. Chair? So, Mr. Chair, just as FYI, so I made a motion to just accept as FYI, so I'm not
Mr.
sure.
Chair, a motion to delete from the agenda.
Support.
A motion by Tina Danforth to delete from the agenda, supported by Vince De La Rosa. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Opposed?
Opposed.
Opposed.
Abstentions? Motion fails.
Well, come on, guys. Let's get
motion
on.
Motion to table.
Second.
We have motion by Brandon Stevens to table the item, supported by Paul Ninham. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Opposed?
Opposed.
Abstentions? Seems the motion carried. The item is tabled.
The next is an add-on HR rules regarding elected officials. And then I'll need to ask the committee to add an item to the agenda that we didn't do when we approved the agenda, and that's regarding the internal audit reorganization plan. after we deal with the HR item. I think it was just a report submitted as FYI. Is that right?
I asked for a report yesterday. I didn't get it. So, you know, for whatever, I don't, that doesn't mean you didn't send it. I just didn't get it.
No, I did not send it.
Okay. Because I wanted us all to be clear about what information we provide people so we all have the same understanding. It's not necessarily for you, but for my peers.
I'm asking for two things, is to accept as FYI, and then the second is to ask for a motion to have the LRO work on policies for future BC transitions, policies and procedures for elected officials and appointed officials.
The wish of the committee.
I'll make a motion to accept the HRD manager's interpretation on BC members and political appointments leaving office, which is dated August 12th, to the Oneida Business Committee as information, and then also assign the LOC to work to create laws and policies around elected officials and local appointments.
We have a motion as stated by Melinda Danforth.
Second.
Supported by Brandon Stevens. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions?
Abstain.
One abstention, Tina Danforth. Motion carries.
The last item, Mr. Chairman, need to make a motion to add this to today's agenda, and that's regarding the internal audit department reorganization.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by David Jordan to add, supported by Brandon Stevens. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Abstain.
One abstention, Tina Danforth.
Yeah, I have three motions. One, make a motion to eliminate the internal audit director position and have a current interim audit director resume original duties as audit manager.
Motion is stated by David Jordan.
Second.
Supported by Patty Heft. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Opposed?
Abstain.
Abstain. Abstain.
Three abstentions. Motion carries.
Second motion. Motion to request HRD to create and post job announcement for an assistant internal audit manager audit position with Oneida only preference in hiring.
Motion by David Jordan is stated.
Support. Second.
Supported by Vince Della Rosa. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
And the third one would be a motion to recommend restructuring of the internal audit department according to the revised organization chart listed below.
Motion by David Jordan is stated.
Support.
Supported by Vince Della Rosa. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions?
Abstain.
Abstain.
Two abstentions, Brandon Stevens and Tina Danforth.
Abstain as well, Mr. Chairman.
Paul Ninham, third abstention.
Thank you.
Motion carries.
And then the final motion would be to direct HRD to remove the internal audit director's position from the job posting.
So moved. Support.
Motion by David Jordan, supported by Vince Della Rosa. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions?
Abstain.
Abstain.
Two abstentions, Paul Ninham, Brandon Stevens. Motion carries.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion by David Jordan to adjourn.
Support.
At 12:08, supported by Vince Della Rosa. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.